This is Ham Radio, fighting the war against the purification of America. Because who needs that shit? Why? Because we can. Follow us, but not too close, on Twitter. Twitter.com/Ham Radio Show.
Ham Radio.
Tastes so good, make you want to slap your mama. Don't it, Willie?
Yeah, boy. Hey, mama.
What the hell you want with...
We can light up a doobie and watch porn.
Don't forget your rubbers.
Ham Radio, but you left me no other choice. I called the FCC.
Uncle Eddie.
Because you're the host of this show, you have total control over what happens on your show.
If you don't,
then you suck at your job. Then you suck at your fucking job.
Oh, yeah, I know all about the FCC.
Billy McNamee.
Thank you, bitch.
Watch your language, you bud. We're on the air.
Ham Radio. Professional radio without the rules.
Listen, I'm here to get my money back for that ham radio.
Battery boy.
You are a scumbag. You are a scumbag.
I did tell him to stop.
We'll do it. Fuck it.
Professional radio without the rules.
Fuck on it.
Ham Radio.
Make that clitty big and hard.
Woo!
Well, yeah. Oh, I'm so fat for you.
Woo!
Oh,
woo!
Woo!
Yes! Yes! Come on, we
Ham Radio. The most dangerous radio today. Ham Radio.
You didn't see any of that. You're a liar.
Oh, my God, we need to find this fucking tape.
I can't say scumbag.
Fighting the war against the purification of America. Because who needs that shit?
You heard that, boy. Here's your target for tonight.
And now, Ham Radio.
Now that you opened up the demon in me. I'm a Dutch bag.
I'm a Dutch bag. I'm clean.
I'll tell you what that means in 1 second. It's the Ham Radio Show, part of the Unfiltered Radio Network, live on, of course, beautiful Wednesday night here in the hub of America.
It's raining. Shut up.
You shut up. Here in the hub of America, Staten Island, New York, 718-577-1389, part of the Unfiltered Radio Network, like I said.
No, yes.
Also, we are live on Facebook Live, right there. You can hit it up directly on Facebook Live in the Facebook Live suite, where the beautiful Kim is watching and listening. Nick, the C-U-N-T, is in there. Danny, as played by Joe. Because Danny left his Facebook on.
That's right. Fuck
and
him,
Danny,
man.
And Danny not here today. So Joe is fucking
that's
with Danny's
right.
Facebook. So that's going on inside the Facebook suite as we speak. But you can also hit us up, like I said, 718-577-1389. How are you? Oh, the beautiful Kim. She gave me a kiss.
Ooh.
Is she? She happen to be blind?
No, no, she's not blind. She's okay. An old. She's an old friend.
Oh,
and not because she is old. I'm saying she's an older friend.
Is she old?
She's a beautician.
Oh.
She's beautiful.
Yeah.
And I have masturbated to her many times.
Oh, yeah.
So she and she knows it.
Does she have any nude pictures that she can
show? I don't think she has any nude pictures.
Yes.
I,
isn't it delightful?
I'm sorry. Was that my penis?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, so it is kind of funny. Nick says, Nick, by the way, in the Facebook Live suite, says it's the ghost of Danny for the show today.
What do you mean ghost? We killed him?
It's the ghost. Wait, I'll do the voice. It's the ghost of Danny.
He's a Dutchman.
He's a Dutch. Yeah. By the way. We have a dyslexic asshole running that, so he tried to write, he's a douchebag, and he wrote, he's a Dutchbag.
How do you spell douchebag?
Douchebag is spelled J-O-E.
With a douche?
With a douche. No, douchebag, I believe, let's do a spelling thing.
D-U-C-H, right?
No, no, douchebag, e. No. Douche, no, wait a minute, hold on. Douche is D-O-U-C-H-E. Bag.
Oh.
So douchebag.
D-O-U-C-H-E.
Yes, I believe I got a point there. Let's see. Yes, I am correct. Douchebag.
Okay.
And see? He remembers what he used to drink out of.
Delicious.
You
know, sometimes it tastes like salad dressing because there's more vinegar than water.
Oh, that's so good.
Delicious.
Yes.
Hello, ladies. Let's douche.
You have carrots with that?
Sometimes. Mm. I like to put them in there and then pickle them.
Ah, so.
It's delicious.
Yeah.
Sprout.
It is. It's actually... It's actually a big day on the show.
Really?
It's the
How
return.
How big is it?
It's so big. Yeah. It's the return of Dennis Hoff today. Oh, my own personal Jesus.
Just like your balls.
Coming back to the show. No, I have my balls. They never left.
You have big balls, don't you?
Yeah, I have huge balls. I have a big sack.
I've
don't
never
know if
seen
I have
your balls.
My balls are not. I have one ball bigger than the other. Everyone has that? One monstrous ball and one normal size ball.
Like, you're the only one like that. I have regular normal balls.
You have normal both balls?
Normal balls.
Wait, both balls are the same size?
Exactly the same.
I don't have that. Billy, you have both balls the same size?
I haven't measured in a while.
No, go down there. Reach to your hands.
Yeah.
Put your hand in there. Reach to your pants, I mean. And just tell me if your balls are the same size.
Yeah.
I left them at home.
Well, you are.
Do
you
do not
we
go
know
in there.
That,
you do have a fiance. So, I mean, it is... Just saying, your balls might be on the thing.
Your balls.
Nick, by the way, clarifying that I spelled douche correctly.
Oh.
D-O-U-C-H-E, douche.
Okay. So the one who thought
would
it
you
was
like
a
to,
feedback.
Would you like to rewrite I'm a douchebag in the Facebook Live suite? By the way, the part of Danny being played by Joe today. So if you need Danny to say anything via the Facebook Live, please feel free to put it in the Facebook Live, and then Danny, as played by Joe, will then... Say the line, I believe it is.
I call him a
scumbag. Oh, now he's a scumbag.
He's a scumbag.
Did scumbag you get right?
I can spell scum.
Scumbag you got right.
I can spell that one.
I'm good with four-letter words, you know.
I didn't. When I was a kid, I got in trouble one time.
For what?
Because I
you can't imagine that.
No. I on the back of a test, right, I drew, there was a character in Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Who was a roach that got mutated.
Okay.
And I drew him on the back of a test. I finished my test early.
Oh, so?
Drew him on the back of the test. And his name was Scumbug. But I wrote Scumbag.
Oh.
Because I didn't know what it was.
Sure.
And one of my hot math teacher.
You didn't know what a scumbag was?
No, my hot math teacher who became a stand-up comic, Randy Kaplan, mm-hmm. Randy with an I, she actually pulled me aside and she circled it and she said, you can't say that. And she said... Do you know what a scumbag is? And it now in my world, a scumbag was a person, not a condom. I didn't know that.
You pulled out a mirror and smiled into it.
I went, look, there's a scumbag right there.
How old are you, Ed?
I was in 25. No, sixth grade. I was in the junior high. It was junior high.
The apocalypse begins.
Yay! Because I learned what a scumbag was.
Oh, okay.
And from a hot teacher. I wish that, I was one back in the day where, where I could actually fuck a teacher. Because I would have fucked Miss Kaplan. I was discussing this with somebody over the last week.
Yeah.
Because we were talking about hot teachers in schools
yeah.
Fucking their students.
Yeah.
And someone was like, I went to school with you. There were no hot teachers. And I'm like,
bullshit.
There were a couple that I would definitely touch. Boy. Let me touch them.
I dropped a few pencils.
Yeah, it totally would happen. I'm not. By the way,
pencils and brain cells.
John C. Lynn says, hi, scumbag.
Hi. How are you?
Oh, by Richard Furiella. I can't read it because it moved too fast.
Yeah.
Let's just say Richard in the Facebook live tweet said she was amazing. Ooh. Absolutely. And her sister was even hotter, Rich, if you remember, because her sister got a job later. Ooh. And her sister, who looked nothing like her. Oh. So it was like two different chicks, and you didn't know that she was the same family.
Yeah.
Oh, because Randy was a little chunky, but she was like curvy hot. And she was like definitely like would give you like she had those the big nails, like you imagine like getting a hand job from her or something.
Like chunky,
big titties.
Like Serena Williams chunky or
curvy like that. Yeah. Not black though, but like curvy. Well, when we picture Serena Williams, now we're picturing a black curvy chick.
Well, she's really a man.
But I'm not getting into that. That was a whole debate that got some guy fired from the Fan.
Really?
If you remember
that. Because she's not a man?
No, well, she's not a man. She has a they're both sisters.
I think she's the opposite of Bruce Jenner.
What?
She's like a,
she transitioned to be a woman. That's what Bruce
exactly,
Jenner did.
Yeah. Well, no, he did the opposite. She did the opposite.
No, no, he
total
didn't.
Total crapola. This is a complete and utter disaster.
Bruce Jenner was a man and became a woman.
Oh, I'm confused.
Really?
Yeah.
Even your thoughts are fucking dyslexic.
I know, yeah.
You asshole.
Well,
anyway, I think she was like born a woman and became a man.
Okay, just sit in the corner. Can I tell my story about the teacher I wanted to fuck?
Okay.
Because now we're veering off to transgenders, and I'm trying to stay on course.
Oh.
Please? I'm trying to say that I want to... There was a
there
ton...
There is no course.
There's a course! I have a map!
He comes all... Every week he comes all these...
I have all these things prepared.
And we never get to
them. And we never get to them, because we have the attention span of a fucking goldfish on this show.
I'm prepared.
I literally wrote out everything. See, that's what I'm saying. Rich, by the way, in the event.
One other tape of different sounds that I'd like to play for you.
Can you shut the fuck up, Mr. Rogers? Richard, by the way, he's 100%. She was a sub.
Yeah.
And this chick was, she was a sub. She was the sister of the other hot. So it was like we had two hot chicks from the same fucking family.
Uh-huh.
And what was funny is Randy, the curvy one I wanted to fuck, she, I would have been fine with her touching me as a fucking, in junior high. Yeah. Please feel free to touch my dick.
Yeah.
I got no problem
take
with it.
Take me in the closet, please.
Take me in the closet, please.
I'll tell you.
That's different.
I want to know.
But the thing was that she went on to become a really filthy, dirty stand-up comic.
Really?
And one day me and Danny, who both had her as a teacher, We go into Grandpa's Comedy Club on Staten Island,
sure.
And she's not headlining, but she's on the card, and she sees us, and I'm like, what the fuck? She goes, I'm performing, and I'm like, oh, Jesus Christ, because you're not thinking, yes, she was funny, but you didn't think, okay, she's literally did an act. The one joke I remember is borrowing someone's toothbrush after you blow them. Now, this is a teacher of mine. Who's talking about blowing someone and having a load in her mouth and going, can I use your toothbrush? I forgot my own.
Why didn't you teach me that when I was in school?
Yeah, I would have fucking...
Okay, that's it.
I would have...
I am writing a letter.
If you would have blown me, I would have...
around, by the way?
I don't know. I don't know if she's on the island.
Have her on the show.
If she would have blown me, I literally would have cleaned each one of her teeth. I would have hand cleaned.
Ooh.
Each one of her teeth with a towel.
Ooh.
I would have went in there and
now
just got each tooth.
Dentist.
Oh, everything. Well, cum supposedly is good for your teeth. Just so you know, ladies. Just saying. She was a great stand-up comedian, too. Rich said he met up with her. And they had drinks. Rich, did you get laid by her? Fill me in. I got to know. Facebook Live suite. Hit me up. Kim also saying I had the hots for a teacher and a priest. Kim, go on. I'd like to know about the priest story.
Yeah.
That got me through many lonely nights. Did you play with yourself to a priest?
This is where you call in and tell us
all
about
it. 718-55... Shut the fuck up, Joe!
Okay.
She's going to tell us a story, and you're going to fuck this up. 718-577-1389. If you played with yourself to a priest...
Yeah.
I need to know this.
Did you use a crucifix?
Yeah. Did you rub a Bible on your clit?
Oh, Madonna,
I need to know.
Madonna did that.
Quoting fucking...
What?
Madonna, she masturbated with a crucifix.
Here's a letter from Paul to the Corinthians. Holy shit, this girl's masturbating.
Oh, my God.
Signed Paul. I gotta go. What What the fuck? Paul left. Why? Because this girl was masturbating.
I don't know.
Quoting Linda Blair.
Fuck me, Jesus.
Fuck me. Fuck me. Your mother sucks dicks in hell. I don't know.
The bed is on my foot.
Kim said she's not calling, but she said yep. So you diddled yourself to a priest.
Wow.
Now, what was the scenario? See, this is what I'm saying. Now we're going to have to make up a scenario because you're not going to have the balls to call.
Yeah.
I would like to, like, so I picture you're in the confession.
Yeah.
You're in the confession, yeah. And you're saying, bless me, Father, for I have sinned. It's been blah, blah, blah since my last confession.
That's right.
I've had impure thoughts.
Yes.
I had sex with a gorilla.
Wait, now she's writing, Father, I must. Right, Billy fucked up my read.
Oh, cool.
Father, I must confess. What do you have under that dress?
Oh, poetry.
Yes. I don't need a rhyme scheme. Get back to rubbing your clit.
Yeah.
Please get back to that.
Push that button.
You know, you can do funny things with rosary beads. You really can.
You can.
You know.
Are you doing like Benoit Ball beads?
Well, yeah, you can use it for a lot of ways. You know.
I got three rosaries.
One at a time. Hey.
She said not in a church, so she didn't do it in a church.
How many decades in a rosary?
Do I look Catholic to you?
No, it's a numerical thing.
I don't know. It's not. Isn't each bead a prayer?
Yeah, but there's 10, and then there's the All Father bead. Then there's another 10 and an All Father bead. You know?
You know way more than this. Then why are you asking me?
I forgot.
I didn't know there was an All Father bead.
Yeah, there's an All Father bead, and then there's the act of contrition bead that's at the end. You know, like when the rosary has there's four.
I really
beads.
Thought it was just a bunch of beads and a cross.
No.
I always thought that.
No, it's statistically laid out. I think you have like five.
Say that word again for me.
Statistically,
yeah.
Laid out.
Don't use big words.
The first thing is like.
Don't use big words.
Like it has like there's like two Hail Marys and
an
Our Father. I'll trade you a Hail Mary for an Our Father.
And then there's like 10 Hail Marys to an Our Father. 10 Hail Marys, Our Father. 10 Hail Marys, Our Father. 10 Hail Marys, Our Father.
If you got that much, you're sitting way too much.
Well,
if
no,
your rosary beads are that long.
You never get the rosary for penance.
Jesus, I got a bunch of sins.
The rosary is like.
Don't they tell you to do how many? You have to do like. 6 Hail Marys, and you read the fucking Hail Mary.
Exactly.
And
yeah.
So you do the Hail Mary.
Say an act of contrition, and which I always forgot.
I don't even know what the act of. I know what it sounds
bless me,
like.
Father, for I have sinned. No, that's the other thing. Oh my God, I am heartily sorry. That's
wow!
Sorry.
Holy shit! My stalker looked up Nick, the CUNT, the Canadian Unified Network Technician.
He's
by the
so
way.
Great. I love this.
He looked up my junior high. IS-24 Myra S. Barnes. Located in Staten Island, New York. You're not even close. You're fucking there, you stalking fuck. That's exactly where the school was.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah.
And she was a math teacher. I don't know. Look her up. Look her up as a comic.
See if you can find some nude pictures of her.
Dude, I will Listen, I will fuck her now.
Yeah.
If she is single, I will go on a date with her, and I bet
how old could she be?
And I bet you I get her in bed. She's got to be at least in her 50s now.
Has to be.
I don't give a shit.
That's hot time, man.
I don't give a shit. If she doesn't look like hideous.
She probably gained a lot of weight by now.
Well, who knows?
Well, they do. That's what they do. They gain weight.
I'm looking for...
What a bad boy you are.
Just that... Oh, he's answering you, but he's answering you in full name.
Who?
Nick, he wrote, I'm looking for that Joe Cardinale. But, like, he wrote it all out. I don't know what's
that. I guess it just automatically...
How long do we have to go to break? Because I got a good story that ties into fantasies gone wrong.
Oh, really?
Everything's gone wrong.
Yeah, but how long do we have, Billy? Like, look at the clock.
We have... 9 minutes.
Oh, I got some time to do.
9 minutes. You
all right, Brett, listen to this fucking headline. It's outstanding. Okay. This is something I didn't want to take out of the book, but I did.
Okay.
Woman forced ex to have sex while holding a machete to his face.
What is she?
Yeah.
Wait, now she's holding the machete?
This is the chick. Here you go. There's the chick.
Is that a mustache?
No, she's just doing like
this. No, she's ugly.
She's
making a face in her.
Let me see that better.
She's not. Oh, she's making a face because it's her mugshot.
Yeah, I'd fuck her.
She's not fucking horrible.
Well, you wouldn't have to hold a machete to my. Maybe that's how she got soft, though. You know.
Well, either way. But this is what's funny because I wanted to bring up. I found two parts of this story incredibly funny.
All right, make it quick.
I'm going to make it quick. So we're in Montana, right? A Montana woman broke into a man's house with a machete, ordered him to take off his clothes, and forced him to have sex with her, police said. Okay. Samantha Ray, who was only 19 years old, Samantha Ray Mears,
how old is
by
she?
The way, 19 years old.
Oh, she's
Shut
19?
The fuck up and listen to the story.
I gotta get it right.
Don't, Joe.
There you go. Don't talk. I turned off Joe's mic. Don't talk. All right. Was charged Friday with... He's like, I got to fill in for Danny. Shut the fuck up and be quiet and listen. Samantha Ray Mears, 19, was charged Friday with two felonies, aggravated burglary, and assault with a weapon. Now, here's my other question. All right, now you can talk, Joe. Where's the rape charge?
Who's raping who?
Well, that's what I'm saying. She brought a fucking machete into the room.
Yeah.
Sure.
Said, you're going to fuck me.
Yeah.
Forced him to fuck her, he said, which would be, that would be rape, last time I checked.
Well, did he say no?
Well, it's fucking, he had a knife to him. He said
yes. Did he say no?
He said yes because there was a machete to his face.
He said yes.
Do it again.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. Yeah, he didn't say do it again.
It was just kinky.
By the way, as well as several misdemeanors for an incident with her ex-boyfriend in Great Falls, in his Great Falls home. Fearing bodily harm, the victim complied. And she proceeded to remove her pants and climb on top of him.
Ooh.
Mears then began to engage in sexual intercourse, all the while still holding the machete. Okay. So the whole time she's fucking, she's holding the machete
in her
hand.
She's using it like a rider crop?
Yeah, she's like sexy Jason.
Take this cog.
When he tried to get her to stop, Mears refused, bit him on the arm, according to KFBB. After she finished, she sat naked on the bed, brandishing the weapon. At one point, the victim was able to take several photos of her, which he turned over to the police as evidence. While an argument ensued soon after, the enraged Mears ripped a piece of trim from the victim's wall and deliberately urinated in his bed, according to the news.
That's a no-no.
He had marked the territory.
The ex-boyfriend was able to alert the authorities after claiming he needed to call a friend, then escaping from his room to dial 911.
I got a phone a friend.
Excuse me, I need help. What did she do? She fucked me. But what did she do?
He asked the audience.
Yeah, no. Excuse me, Regis. I'd like to phone a friend. I wanted to know if it was possible to get urine. How do you get urine out of my sheets?
Yeah.
According to the Tribune, Mears was also arrested in April at their previous argument at a victim's home, where she grabbed his hair, hit him in the face with it, and attempted, by the way, to strangle him. The state has also filed a restraining order against the defendant, according to KFFB.
But I bet you she's not going to go to jail, though.
Right? She's probably not going to go to jail.
Because they don't do that to women. Women can get away with that shit. Guys can't.
But that was really going to be part of my argument.
Oh, okay.
How is that not rape?
Absolutely.
How is that not rape? Ladies and gentlemen, I need to know. 718-577-1389. Call us when we come back from break in a minute. Or two. I need to ask because I read this article today, and one of the biggest things I read was the part in the story, and I will read it one more time.
I'm horny.
She's horny. Samantha was only 19. She was charged with Friday with two felonies.
Yes.
Aggravated burglary.
Yes.
Because she broke into the house.
Yes.
And assault with a weapon.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
And several misdemeanors. Last time I looked,
yes,
rape wasn't a misdemeanor. So where does the rape part come in?
I bet you it was a misdemeanor, too.
Because I really have to turn your shit off.
Okay.
Don't help. I'm trying to figure out where the rape is. Where is the rape?
What do you mean, where it is? The minute she walked in there and said, you got to fuck me and I'm going to kill you, that's rape.
No, where's the charge?
She didn't
I understand.
Say kill.
I understand there was rape happened, Joe.
Oh.
I'm the one asking the question.
Oh.
I get that there was a rape.
Yeah.
I'm saying, where in this police report does it say in the Montana place located called Great Falls, Montana.
Oh, Montana. You can fuck a gorilla in Montana. They don't call it rape. People fuck deers up there.
Well, because that's not rape. That's bestiality.
Whatever it is.
So you can't get consent
from a
deer.
Take a look at this girl. She's pretty ugly.
Yeah, she is pretty ugly.
Yeah.
But the fact of the matter is, she is, without question, a rapist, but she's not being charged with rape.
It's a double standard.
It is a double standard.
Standard.
And that's why I pulled the story, because if I broke into one of my ex's houses with a machete, which is pretty much a fucking sword,
yeah,
that's,
and I break into the house.
Considered a deadly weapon.
Yeah.
But that's besides the
point. Ask the Jamaican Crime Syndicate.
You know what I'd like? I'd like to give this girl your address.
Please, come over. I'm trying to fuck my math teacher from sixth grade, let alone this chick.
Hey, for free, man. Yeah.
Matt's in the Facebook Live suite as well as Roxanne. Yeah. How are you, beautiful?
At least nobody broke into that.
But the fact is, if I did any of that stuff, it would be rape. Right? Constituting is rape. It would be rape.
Yeah.
So why is this broad not being charged with rape? That is a double standard. Well, hashtag me too.
Why don't we make
right
a citizen's arrest?
Let's go to Montana.
Let's do it.
And let's find out what constitutes. Can you look up the rape statute in Montana? Yeah.
No.
For a 19-year-old chick?
We can have sex with us before we arrest her.
Do you want to erase her?
Erase her.
All right, Joe, that's illegal.
Yeah, go stand in the corner next to the pig.
I have a new mouth later.
The first day? New tongue? 718-577-1389. It's the Ham Radio Show. Later on in the program, the return of my own personal Jesus.
Yes!
The one and only Dennis Hoff will be here. It is a good day on the show. We will figure out why this girl tried to rape, but she did rape. I don't know what's going on. That's part of the show. All this, and Joe will pull rosary beads.
I will.
Out of his anus.
I do, yeah.
When we come back here on the program, it's the Big Show. We'll be right back after these... Ham Radio Show. What?
Joe's going to get splinters.
This is Ham Radio. Uncle Eddie.
He's a real douche.
Be afraid. Be very afraid. More after this.
The Unfiltered Radio Network. HamRadioShow.com.
ED Publications has proudly been serving the adult nightclub industry for over 20 years with news and resources for the strip clubs and exotic dancers. Visit EDPublications.com to find out more about their yearly ED Expo convention and awards, magazine subscription, and advertising offers.
Tootsie's Cabaret, located at 150 Northwest 183rd Street in Miami Gardens, Florida, is a 74,000-square-foot mega club with a 20,000-square-foot sports bar showing all major sporting and pay-per-view events. Tootsie's was voted the number one adult nightclub in 2012 and features full liquor bars and a full restaurant, open 7 days a week, 365 days a year.
Missed an episode on the Ham Radio Show? Not to worry. You can download the latest episode, as well as past shows, on HamRadioShow.com. Go to HamRadioShow.com and click on the downloads link.
Come live the vivid experience in one of the hottest clubs in America and enjoy the best in adult entertainment. Party with the sexiest dancers and surround yourself with the most beautiful girls. Relax in an upscale atmosphere and enjoy the variety of first-class amenities our various clubs have to offer. Enjoy exclusive events and special promotions, live radio broadcasts and celebrity guest appearances, the hottest clubs from the name you know, Vivid Clubs. Come spend the night of your life.
Religion Tequila, the world's finest premium 100% organic tequila, using only the purest organic ingredients and time-tested distillation process to create a true reflection of our commitment and collaboration with nature. Journey to purity and perfection with Religion Tequila, our vision, our devotion, our religion. 100% organic handcrafted tequila by Religion Tequila. Visit them on the web at ReligionTequila.com. That's ReligionTequila.com.
This is Ham Radio.
Yo! Check us out!
Follow us, but not too close, on Twitter. Twitter.com/Ham Radio Show.
On Demand Salon. OnDemandSalon.com. Professional door-to-door hair and makeup services. Let the salon come to you. Whether you're getting a blowout, blowover two, blowover three, hell, bring in a blowout for four, it doesn't matter. Cut in style for special events, weddings, or whatever you need. On OnDemandSalon.com. That's OnDemandSalon.com. Prices and booking, 866-250-4145. That's 866-250-4145. On Demand Salon. OnDemandSalon.com.
Ice-T, thank you for your time. I just want to know, what are the main influences for your band Body Count?
My favorites at the time, we used the impending doom of a group like Black Sabbath, who pretty much invented metal. The punk sensibility of somebody like Suicidal, who basically put that gangbanger style from Venice, California into the game. and the speed and the precision of Slayer, one of my favorite groups and always will be.
Yeah! Hey, they're doing a retirement tour.
This music made me want to kill somebody.
Yeah. It's the boys from Body Count.
That is.
Ice-T. And a whole bunch of other guys that write music.
Wow.
That's easy to dance to and fun at parties.
Well, I can tell you. You imagine dancing to this at all time.
It's called Marsh.
Wait, Joe, have you danced this? You have a heart attack?
Oh, I'm sure.
Oh, please try. Go ahead. Just start doing it. It's the Ham Radio Show, part of the Untilted Radio Network. We are live, the uncrowned kings of reality radio.
Kill your mother, kill your father. I don't know. I drink a water.
I'm going to rape a kitten. Yeah.
Suck.
I'm gonna fuck a dog! Ah! Winner now! Winner now! Cha cha da ba ha na now!
Waiting the hour of reprisal! Your time slips away!
Yeah! Later on in the program, the incomparable, my own personal Jesus! This music made me stutter for a second. Jesus! The one and only returning to the show on Khloe Kardashian's birthday. It is the man, the myth, the icon, Dennis Hoff will be here from the Moonlight Bunny Ranch and countless other brothels.
You're the next senator from...
Yes. I don't know if he's a senator. I gotta read what he won.
Councilman?
We should really read what he won.
He's a constable.
He's a constable?
No.
Well, if anyone's going to uphold the laws of the land, it's going to be Dennis Hoff.
Sheriff
Hoff here. You like pussy? Yeah. Sheriff Hoff here. You like this song, Body Count?
Boss Hoff.
Damn right. Boss Hoff here. I will fucking kill you.
I got this mental picture of Dennis driving around the big Cadillac Eldorado with the bullhorns on the front.
Yeah, getting blown. Getting roadhead while he's
out there, boy.
By the way, Dennis Hoff was on NPR yesterday.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
So he went from NPR to HAM. Man, he has fallen.
I'm telling you.
Back to the earth,
he has fallen. This is the last stop.
Yep. By the way, Nick, the picture that you put up in the Facebook Live suite is not my teacher. But I will definitely fuck that Randy Kaplan as well.
I kind of like her.
She was a piece of ass. Nice cleavage.
Yeah.
But
maybe the photo was touched.
I don't know. I touched it.
Probably by you.
I know that Nick touched it, and I damn sure know that Joe touched it.
I would.
Yeah, so it wasn't her. But I've tried to find her. If you can find her, you are a far better stalker than I, Nick. Yeah. Please feel free.
Certainly.
Facebook Live suite up and running. You can hit us up there. Of course, 718-577-1389. We just talked about a girl from Montana who broke into her ex's apartment, ordered him to have sex because she was wielding a machete.
And peed on the bed.
And then, well, that was after, Joe. Please.
Maybe she claims that's her orgasm.
Maybe she squirted.
Oh, could be.
It's possible.
Could be.
There is a possibility that occurred.
Yes.
That was one story about sex that I found weird.
Isn't that amazing?
But.
One story?
Well, because I also was asking, I was also saying. Yeah. Nick's, by the way, saying, want me to get her phone number.
Yeah.
Nick, that's somewhat creepy. And we can't have a pile of evidence.
it's all leading to Canada.
Yeah, yeah. Can you just private message me the number, maybe? I don't know.
I love this guy.
So this chick, Danny's not going to be here for... Danny took a two-month sabbatical from the show.
Yeah.
I should bring that up before we get to this other topic.
I know.
So Danny took a two-month sabbatical from the show. Nothing personal. It's work-related. He's still a part of the show. He still will be feeding Billy things to play on the air.
I got his chair.
Joe is now taking his chair. If you were living in America, I'd hire you in a second.
Yeah.
And you could come here anytime you want. You know that because you are the hardest worker, even harder than me.
That's for sure.
On this team. But anyway, so the girl with the machete from Montana, we'll call her Montana Machete.
Okay.
She
Machete Montana
did not get charged with rape, though. So that was one of the questions of, like, what more do you have to do to get charged with rape around these parts?
God damn, it's impossible, right?
Yeah.
Maybe he didn't press charges on that. He just. That she broke
He's the one that called
house.
911. He pretty much pressed charges.
You sure it's not his wife or something like that?
No, it's his ex.
Oh, it's his ex. She couldn't live without him, huh?
Well, no.
Apparently.
Okay.
Well, but, couldn't live with him either.
A little sex in the double
maybe
wand.
Maybe he was just pissed that, you know, she broke
she
into
was pissed.
The
That's
house.
Why she did it on the bed.
Yeah.
He was pissed that
she
broke into the house.
The bed was pissed.
That's right.
That's all. Yeah. That's all he was fucking concerned about. He didn't care
gross.
About
wait,
sex.
For it to be in the story and for him to have taken pictures after the sexual act,
really?
I'm pretty sure he mentioned it to the cops.
Yeah, but he might not have been overly concerned about the sexual part of it.
All right.
He was just more concerned she broke in, had the machete, and pissed it in his bed.
And no makeup either.
Well, please dress up when you're going to come try to kill me.
If you're trying to seduce somebody...
I'm pretty more seduction was out the window when she brought a fucking machete to the bedroom.
Yeah, but you know, most guys, they don't
of
give
all
a damn
the sex it, toys it, that you can bring to the fucking dance, Joe, a machete, not one of them.
I know.
Just saying.
Usually that's a turnoff, isn't it?
Yeah, usually.
Yeah. Right, you go, girl.
Well, okay, listen. Speaking of you go, girl, we do have to bring up another thing. Mm-hmm. Where we have fallen as a country. We live in a world now of pussified shit. We've discussed this as the pussification of America.
Without a doubt.
We have totally discussed this on so many levels, this being one of them. Obviously, here with Montana Machete, there is some kind of lack of communication. Can we all agree? Maybe lack of communication?
Sure.
Okay, so now, I read another headline that actually made me weep for America. All right? Sex robots can now refuse sex if she's not in the mood.
Oh, no, no, no. No. I spend all that money on that robot. She's going to do what I tell her.
Well, you would think, first off, obviously a person who is purchasing a sex robot has no communication skills with women. They have given up the task of trying to find a living, breathing woman.
Can you imagine being refused?
Yeah. Now, you spend you could spend like 60 grand on it's a sex robot. This is not a blow-up doll like Billy has under his bed. This is a fucking sex robot.
Yeah.
This is a fucking Terminator frame underneath sex robot. This thing does stuff.
It actually humps you.
Yes, this is a weird thing now.
Yeah. It humps you?
Okay,
yeah,
so
it's great.
This is an upgrade, supposedly, from the Sexperts at the Life Science Center in Newcastle, England. This upgrade, by the way, is enacted... If the doll, right, will refuse sex, if the doll is by the human partner, it feels like it's not in the mood, so it doesn't describe why that would be, or it is feeling disrespected. You're a sex robot.
Maybe it has its period.
You have one job in life.
You know what this is? It's just a fucking breathalyzer.
Yeah.
If you show up drunk, she just throws you the fuck out. That's all.
But wait a minute. But think about it. Think about it for 1 second. Think about it for 1 second. It's a fucking appliance.
Yeah.
Okay? So imagine you wake up in the morning and you want to make toast.
Yeah.
And you go to put bread in the toaster.
That's right.
And the bread shoots out of the toaster and the toaster
Not today.
Goes, Not today, motherfucker.
And the crumbs at the bottom of the toaster come out and write fuck you on the counter.
Fuck you. You would go buy a new toaster, right?
Absolutely.
So where exactly? Because it goes into what they're
I'd
calling
get a machete and fuck it.
Wait, the upgrade, by the way, makes the robot go into what they call dummy mode.
Right.
Okay.
My washing machine better wash my clothes, man.
You have activated the spin cycle, but you're a fucking asshole, so you're not getting a spin cycle.
I'm getting in the dryer
because I feel disrespected. Fuck you. Do my laundry.
Yeah.
The load's not balanced. I refuse to spin.
The dummy mode, by the way, is an unresponsive state due to a variety of reasons, including an overly aggressive partner.
Yeah,
okay,
that could happen.
But wait a minute. You're a sex robot. Something. your job in life.
Yeah, but I found
out. Is to take the load
most robots,
of a human male.
Most robots don't like when you come on their face. They don't like it.
Why, they short circuit?
They just don't like it. It's just like, you know, like they tell you they like it, but they don't like it.
So why don't you get the wiper attachment?
That's a good idea.
You know why they
Please do not come
this?
On my face.
Yeah. What if they make one with teeth and it bites you?
That's probably next.
I'm sure they have that they in the system.
They probably have like a chainsaw in the vagina.
But, yeah.
But also, like, now with this, instead of just buying one type of model, like, say you want to be dominant that night and control, now you have to buy the special doll that will accept that role.
So you're saying that this is a ploy. This is a ploy to buy more sex dolls?
That's a great idea. You can get two and have two lesbian robots. So they can make love while you watch and take pictures. It's great.
Oh, this doll is when I feel like Chris Brown. And this doll is when I'm feeling like, you know, I want to feel like Ward and the Beaver. I want to come in there like, excuse me, June. I was wondering if maybe we could have missionary tonight.
But then again, you see what Kim has up there.
Well, then we said you got two lesbians and they don't want you.
Yeah. two lesbian sex robots.
Spend all that money and they say, no, sorry. Not
they
to be
send
you
out to put out the garbage.
Don't mind me. We're just going to scissor on the couch. You go about your business. Kim in the Facebook Live suite writes, getting rejected for sex is like being married. The robot is the one. Well, that's what I said. If I wanted to spend a shitload of money and not get laid, I'd be married.
Yeah.
What the fuck? I mean, like, Jesus, like, seriously, think about it. I have been refused by Kim for sex.
Absolutely.
Technically, she's my sex robot. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, I literally go, Kim, can I have sex? No. Okay, good. Thanks. Thanks for that. Okay, good. I'm glad I spent money on that.
You're going to spend that kind of money. Go to the bunny ranch and get somebody real.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Go to the bunny ranch and actually get a real...
Absolutely.
This should actually bring up escorts.
Get the real thing, man.
But some of these guys you know are not good with women, even if they're paying for it.
Yeah, that's true.
That's the problem.
Yeah, but at least the pro, you know, they understand this. This is what they do.
Yeah, they're fast money.
Yeah, but
forget about it.
But this is their job.
Yeah.
Do you understand? Like the sex robot was built for one thing. That's it. It's
but not for you.
It was not built like to be an encyclopedia. It's not supposed to Google shit for you. It's supposed to let you fuck it. That's it. That's all its job is in life. Is excuse me. I was wondering if I could just stick my dick in every hole that you have.
But what does it do? It says it actually tells you no.
It tells you
it talks.
It will go into dummy mode, which will then make nothing happen. It won't work. It'll just like bloop. It'll be like Pinocchio when they cut the strings off and they went bloop. That's what it will be. It'll be just dummy mode, and it won't do any of the features that this sex robot does. So, like, it'll shut the fucking... No, because the vagina won't work.
Ooh.
The mouth won't work. The asshole
won't open up?
Nothing. Nothing. They should just call it marriage mode.
It'll be like playing with a cold piece of steel. Perhaps they're doing this
Leave your fiance out of this. Go ahead.
Perhaps they're doing this to, like, teach men how to, like, treat women gently
nicely. Well, that's one of the fucking concerns. They're supposed to be trying to teach men. This is why we live in a pussified world.
Absolutely.
You're trying to teach men the consent and everything else. But why would I need to ask consent to a sex robot?
Yeah.
Like, if I go ask Kim, we're using Kim as the example because she has a vagina and a great set of tits.
Oh, yeah.
Poor girl.
If you're going to be the one that I walk up to and I say, excuse me, Kim, I was wondering, you know, every time I get my hair cut by you, I get a hard on.
Sure.
I was wondering if maybe, I was wondering maybe one day can I stick it inside of you?
Yeah.
And if she says no, and then I forcibly rape her,
well, then,
then that's not knowing consent.
Unless
right?
Are we all
in agreement there?
Unless you're in Montana.
Yeah, wait. Well, unless you're Montana and I have a machete.
Yes.
Are we all in agreement that that's knowing consent?
Yeah.
But if I buy a sex robot,
You're
welcome, Kim. Kim goes, thanks. If I buy a sex robot, because Kim won't fuck me, and I buy a robot to literally drop my load into, because that's what it's for.
Coffee cup.
Okay, so I buy an appliance so I can fuck the appliance.
Yeah.
Okay. It should not get to talk at all.
That's right.
It should not. There is no consent. It should not be able to tell me anything. Other than the fact of where do you want to finish, my tits or my back?
That's all it should say. Yeah, please, I love you. You're so big.
Yeah, lie to me.
Yeah.
Oh, I love your abs.
Wow. Ooh, give me more.
Yeah.
I love your abs as they smother me.
You're bigger than your father. Yeah. And we don't care what you say. Like that. Whatever you want to say. I don't care what it is.
That's right.
I'm just trying to figure out where exactly the line of appliance telling me you're not American, you're an appliance.
That's right.
You don't get freedom of choice.
That's right.
I'm supposed to dump my cum in you. That's it.
You are a cum dumper.
So how dare somebody build an appliance that can't function as an appliance?
Absolutely.
It literally is baffling to me because that doesn't teach men consent. Obviously, they've failed with women. That's why they've gone on to fucking sex robots.
Yeah.
They're fucking sex robots because they can't get a real girl.
Oh, why would you buy a robot if you got the real thing?
Exactly. Why would you do that? So you wouldn't buy the sex robot to begin with.
Maybe
so
I'd
those guys,
one.
Those guys, right? You wouldn't buy. You would buy.
The wife goes on long business trips.
Yeah,
I get the lonely.
Because you know it's there whenever you want it. You know?
No. Anybody can
buy it. Keep it in the closet.
First off, wait a minute. Let's point out.
We take it out.
Anybody
of poker
can
games.
Buy a sex robot.
Yeah.
I'm not knocking the fact of you having. That and that.
Mm-hmm.
But the fact of the matter is, if you have real pussy, and it's there, and you can fuck it, wouldn't you then go, I don't know if I'm going to spend money on the sex robot?
Yeah, but you don't have to take it to dinner or nothing.
Well, you have to take one of the two. If you, in your example, you have pussy,
you don't have to take the robot
and you have a
dinner.
Robot.
You don't have to take the robot to dinner. You don't have to buy roses for the robot, you know.
Some of these guys probably do.
Well, you know.
Have you ever seen the movie Her?
Yeah, right.
When the guy falls in love with the...
Who put pubic hair on my coat?
That's right, Anita Hill.
That's right.
That's when it goes into Anita Hill mode.
Yeah.
Who has put pubic hair on my coat?
That'll turn you off.
Yeah. Didn't Clarence Thomas also say he was as thick as a Coke can? When he was telling her about her dick.
Like something to that effect.
Something to that effect.
And something about John Holmes.
Yeah.
He
I like big cock.
He was trash talking. Yeah.
But that's what I'm saying. But that, okay, there's the difference. Anita Hill, real person, it is not right to say, excuse me, I wanted to know if you would just suck on this.
But
that's not good. Your sex robot, you should be able to kick fuck the thing if you want.
Not to get off the subject, but Anita Hill was trying to seduce him in many ways herself because she was trying to get ahead and he was the boss.
Well, I don't give a shit about that. That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about consent and not consent, Joe.
Okay.
It doesn't matter what your own feelings about Anita Hill are.
I don't like her.
I understand. That's great. We're talking about consent.
I deeply regret that.
Thank you. Bill Clinton, same thing. Consent or not consent. All right? He asked Monica, would you suck on this? She said, okay.
Blah, 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 blah,
and started doing that.
You're going to leave your wife? Sure.
Sure. Blah, 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 blah. You're going to leave cankles? Yeah.
Wait.
You want me to come on the dress? Yeah, go ahead.
I'm the first lady. How do you like that?
But the fact of the matter is there was consent. There was consent.
Oh, yeah.
Those two were consenting adults.
No
said,
reason.
"Hey, you want to have fuck? Nah, just stick a fucking Cuban cigar in my puss."
Yeah.
Okay, and they did that.
Was that wrong? Was that wrong?
That was their thing. That was their little game. That was their Cuban missile strength.
Okay,
that their little Cuban missile crisis.
Ew.
Is one time when the Cuban got lost in there, he had to dig around and pull it out, and there it is. I got it.
What do you call those big cigars? They have names.
Torpedoes.
The big one is...
Depending on how big. It could
Matador
be
or something like that.
No. There's a torpedo.
Yeah.
I love when Joe asks questions, and then he just fucking makes up answers
while
you're telling him the answer.
On this show, that's impossible.
Yeah.
Things like that never happen.
No, like Mastodon.
No, it's not a Mastodon.
No, the big cigar.
They're
what
not called
it?
A Mastodon.
What's it called?
It's not called a Mastodon.
Well,
you're going to keep saying Mastodon.
Well, you smoke
and pretend
cigars.
I know, but I already told you what it was called.
What's it called?
When I say it was a torpedo, and you fucking you kept saying mastodon and pretending it was your dick.
Yeah, Joe,
don't do that.
Joe, the kids call it a blunt.
Oh, is that what? No, blunt is,
no, blunt is when is you like... cut, and no, that's a godfather when you cut it. I mean, you cut a regular cigar.
A blunt is when I make a joint. They call it a blunt.
No, a blunt is not a joint, though. A blunt is with cigar wrap.
We used to make
and it's a little bigger.
We used to make these big Rastafarian joints.
Yes. The Bob Marley's?
Yeah, we call those blunts.
Yeah, those are not blunts.
What's a blunt?
Blunt is cigar, is the leaf of the cigar.
Okay.
Or you also have the Godfather, where you cut a regular cigar down the middle, okay, scoop out all the middle shit.
What's a Macanudo?
And then just stuff it. A Macanudo is a brand.
Oh, okay. That's what
please
I was
tell
saying.
Me. So Master, hold on, Billy.
It's a
wait.
Cousin to the Macadamia.
Wait, excuse me. Shut up, Billy, because this is where his brain just fucking farted.
I didn't know.
A Macanudo, which is a brand of cigar.
Okay.
You fucking confused with Mastodon?
Well, you know, could have been. I think it
why
big,
are
you, know?
You holding it like it's your dick? Why are you doing this to me directly?
If this is my
do
dick.
It to Billy. I don't want to see your fucking fake Mastodon dick. Jesus Christ.
Can you imagine?
He's aiming it at him.
That's big.
Gonads are useful for their purpose, but they are no substitute for brains.
Yes, yeah, Carla Force, by the way.
Hey, Carla, how you doing, baby?
Dennis Hoff on the show at the top of the hour,
yeah.
Carla.
Because
she's asking. She was in Facebook jail for months.
Oh, really? How come?
Yeah, probably showed a cooch again.
Oh, Jesus, you didn't show it to me.
Show Billy and Joe your cooch.
Just send me a picture.
Show Joe. Show Billy Joe, and Joe your cooch.
Send us a topless picture. Care of Ham Radio. We don't care.
Yeah, we don't care. Please
care
send
of. Yeah,
just CC Joe on that, please.
Yeah. So it's okay.
I don't know.
You know what I'm saying?
You know what I'm saying? I just find it funny. Like, I was looking at this thing with the sex robots, and it just made me think of the other story because I was like, "How now?
A guy
would get a sex robot if he had a crazy broad that had a machete coming at him.
Yeah.
That would be normal to me. And then if you have a sex robot, what the fuck?
You know, if you had a good girlfriend, she'd buy you a sex robot, so she don't have to bother with you. You know?
Dude, why would she be my girlfriend?
Well, like,
well, she's gonna get all this money I have. You like fucking
a,
dumb
like,
shit.
Like a wife, you know?
Carla, yeah, I lost touch with the ranch. I have him, because I'm going to pencil you into my fucking interview.
Yeah, we sure.
Can do that.
She's like, oh, yeah, have him contact me.
Yeah.
You have his email. Write him.
Perhaps she
you have his phone number.
Call
him.
Yes.
Now, I love it. Billy tries to white knight everything. He's like, perhaps maybe she lost something in a flood.
Yes.
No. How about maybe Carla should actually not just talk about it. Go fucking go call him.
Billy's a crusader.
Yeah, he's always trying to white knight. He white knights every woman
just
that
saying,
comes on his show.
Maybe she lost her shit and she needs it resent to her so she can do all of
those guys,
things.
Illuminati.
No, he's a white knight. He's a, he try,
Illuminati.
It's hold on. The expression is called white knighting. If I have to explain it again when you keep asking me what it is, because you're retarded.
Expression.
He's white knighting.
I know what a white knight is. That's,
exactly what
Caucasian
the expression is.
Looks,
no, he's a white knight where he comes in. Every girl that calls his show, every woman that calls his show, Billy always has to be the guy going, maybe she didn't want to do that. And he'll just, he has to like he's got to look like the best guy in the room.
He is.
Every time.
No,
my thing is keep. Yes, you do. You do it every. We're gonna call it out every time he
okay.
white knights
that's
from now on.
I'll tell you.
New rule on the show.
Yeah.
Every time Billy white knights on the show, we are gonna call him out on it.
Hey, yeah, what's good?
We're gonna have. We need a white knight. Like, give me a cowbell or something.
Okay. Yeah.
So it's a different noise. And I.
Who wants an orange whip? Orange whip. Orange whip.
No.
Three orange whips.
We can't orange whip because that's your fucking.
Yeah.
You're the one doing the sound effects. I need a white knight. Something where we could. Clang it together. Find me an instrument or something.
Yeah.
And we'll go like the Billy's white knighting again.
Bing.
Yeah. Yeah, like some kind of no, that's the regular bell. Don't touch my shit.
So good. I'm sorry.
You can't do
I touched the bell.
You touched the bell.
I haven't done it again.
You're gonna fucking give it it's gonna have dyslexia now, this fucking bell.
Bell.
It's never gonna fucking work now.
I use the other horn, the one that you don't use often.
No, because that's a piece of shit. It doesn't work. Both of them fail. They don't work.
One of them works.
No, one of them like gets cooties all over your hands when you want to touch it.
Really?
Yeah, it's nasty.
It's cootie?
This one.
Well, so clean it.
Go ahead, here.
Listen.
That one gets cooties all over your hand. Now grab your hand. Look at your hand.
It smells like poop. Oh, my God.
I told you.
That's all.
Fucking told you. You're the one. Oh, you got cooties over there. And he does it anyway.
It's not cooties. It's like,
put your hand up to the camera. Put your hand up in the camera. Right here. Bring it this way. Bring it this way. Bring it this way.
Stick it in the middle.
Look at the dirty shit from that horn.
That's because the horn's dried out. Yeah. All of the material on it's going bad.
But he's still going to use it.
That just sounds like Hillary's pussy.
No. Where is your Hillary pussy? It's
this,
probably over there.
This is when...
And alert the media.
Yeah.
This is Bill Clinton fucking.
Ladies and gentlemen, the comedy stylings of Joe.
I'm so funny.
Carla, if I... wait, if I had to share Dennis' email on New Year's Eve... I could barely make out the words, so maybe saw my pick sober, and he said, hell, that wasn't even fucking English.
What was it?
Welcome to America.
Ready? Let me read this again. Ready? I'm going to read it out loud.
Make it quick, because you ain't got that much time.
Okay, if I had to share Dennis' email on New Year's Eve, I could barely make out the words, so maybe saw my pick sober and said, heel, no, LOL. I think she was going for hell no.
Maybe.
But it didn't get there.
That's what it seems like.
That, you know, you type on those phones. They should make the bigger keyboards.
Carlo, you can contact them can go to bunnyranch.com and just go to the website and contact them.
Yeah.
And take a new slew of... If you're willing to, put yourself out there, they're willing to look.
Yeah,
I'm just saying. It has been... I don't know how long since... It's been a year, I think, since Dennis has been on the show.
Has it been that long?
Yeah.
No, it has been a year.
So I'm just saying, I'm not going to open with Carla. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, I need to find out what's going on with me and him.
No, it's not a year.
It's been a year. He hasn't been on the show for
really?
A year.
Wow.
It's been a long time, yes.
Yeah.
It has.
All right, 718-577-1389. When we come back on this program, we're going to have the one and only...
The one and only?
Dennis Huff.
Okay.
That Carla says she's contacting us. She's yelling at me now. Okay. I have!
All right.
I know. Okay. Try again. Keep it going, baby. That's all I know. Right now, it's the Ham Radio Show. We'll be right back after these. What? Yeah.
This is Ham Radio.
Gentlemen,
Uncle Eddie.
He may talk like an idiot and look like an idiot, but don't let that fool you. He really is an idiot.
We'll be right back.
The Unfiltered Radio Network, hamradioshow.com.
ED Publications has proudly been serving the adult nightclub industry for over 20 years with news and resources for the strip clubs and exotic dancers. Visit edpublications.com to find out more about their yearly ED Expo convention and awards, magazine subscription, and advertising offers.
Tootsie's Cabaret, located at 150 Northwest 183rd Street in Miami Gardens, Florida, is a 74,000-square-foot mega club with a 20,000-square-foot sports bar showing all major sporting and pay-per-view events. Tootsie's was voted the number one adult nightclub in 2012 and features full liquor bars and a full restaurant, open 7 days a week, 365 days a year.
Missed an episode of the Ham Radio Show? Not to worry. You can download the latest episode, as well as past shows, on hamradioshow.com. Go to hamradioshow.com and click on the downloads link.
Come live the vivid experience in one of the hottest clubs in America and enjoy the best in adult entertainment. Party with the sexiest dancers and surround yourself with the most beautiful girls. Relax in an upscale atmosphere and enjoy the variety of first-class amenities our various clubs have to offer. Enjoy exclusive events and special promotions, live radio broadcasts and celebrity guest appearances, the hottest clubs from the name you know, Vivid Clubs, comes in the night of your life.
Religion Tequila, the world's finest premium 100% organic tequila, using only the purest organic ingredients and time-tested distillation process to create a true reflection of our commitment and collaboration with nature. Journey to purity and perfection with Religion Tequila. Our vision, our devotion, our religion. 100% organic handcrafted tequila by Religion Tequila. Visit them on the web at religiontequila.com. That's religiontequila.com.
This is Ham Radio.
Yo! Check us out!
Follow us, but not too close, on Twitter. Twitter.com/Ham Radio Show.
On Demand Salon. OnDemandSalon.com. Professional door-to-door hair and makeup services. Let the salon come to you. Whether you're getting a blowout, blow over two, blow over three, hell, bring in a blowout of four, it doesn't matter. Cut in style for special events, weddings, or whatever you need. On OnDemandSalon.com. That's OnDemandSalon.com. Prices and booking, 866-250-4145. That's 866-250-4145. On Demand Salon. OnDemandSalon.com.
Come on, get out of bed. There'll be no more napping.
This is Pee-wee Herman, and you're listening to my best friend. No, it's not the king of cartoons. It's Ham Radio with Uncle Eddie. Ah!
Hey there, people, I'm Bobby Brown. They say I'm the cutest boy in town. My car is fast, my teeth are shiny. I tell all the girls they can kiss my hiney.
This is definitely Billy picking the songs.
Yeah.
718-577-1389. It's the Ham Radio Show. Let's see if we can get the one and only, my own personal Jesus, Dennis Hoff, on the phone. Let's see. There we go.
Hello.
Hi, I'm looking for the wonderful Dennis Hoff.
You got him. It's Big D. How are you, Eddie?
Yeah! He's back.
Welcome to him.
He's back on the show.
Where you been?
He's alive.
I missed you guys. You know, I've been playing politician here for a while, and it's sucked all the life out of me.
That's what I was going to say.
Oh, it's like a bunny.
Yeah. Oh, my God. I missed you, yeah, man.
Oh, we missed you. I mean, I've been just so busy. You know, the new deal, like Judith Regan wants to do a TV show, another book, The Art of the Pimp, from prostitution to politics, where the real whores are.
There you go. By the way, if you're living under a rock, my own personal Jesus, Dennis Hoff, won the primary, the GOP primary, for State Assembly in Nevada. Congratulations on that, by the way.
Thank you.
Deservingly so. It was a big deal, yeah.
Well, it was a big deal, and I got to thank a lot of people. You know, when Grover Norquist from Americans for Tax Reform, you know, Reagan's guy, the biggest tax-fighting champion of America, came out, and to Trump, it was a big deal, and he said, vote for Dennis. He signed the tax pledge. He's not going to raise your taxes. The other guy did. You see what's happened? Boy, they listened, and then Roger Stone came out.
Yeah.
You know, first of all, we did an event with Roger Stone via Skype, and everybody loved it. It was 400 people there. Then 3 weeks later, we did another event with Roger right there, and he stands up and says, this is beneath Dennis. I want him to be governor. He is the Trump of Trump. He's rich. He's famous. He's loud. He's an author. He's a reality TV star. He's produced a series on Cinemax. He is the Trump of Trump, and it resonated.
See, that's my boy Roger Stone, who's been on this program as well. We love Roger. Yeah. And Roger is definitely a difference maker. When he shows up to your function of any form, whatever it is, he was at Lisa Ann's birthday party.
Yeah.
When he shows up, it becomes a bigger deal.
Oh, sure.
So automatically, it's a bigger deal when you have Dennis Hoff and Roger Stone in the same room at the same time.
There you go.
It's a big effing deal.
Yeah.
And it proves it.
It was a giant deal. And I'll tell you what. Even if you're not a book reader, get Roger's book, Stone's Rules. It's an amazing, amazing book that gives you the game plan to politics and life. It's an amazing book.
Yeah, we had him on. I'm in the middle of reading it. I have to. When I'm done, I got to give it to Joe over here.
Yeah, definitely.
So Joe can read it. It's pretty well written because it's only every page is a different rule. It works out very well. I mean, it's no Art of the Art of the Pimp. But, you know, it's up there. It's definitely a good book. It's definitely.
Well, you know, when I told Roger, the thing you should have added to it, Hoff's rule, you know, be a nice guy, be a gentleman. When they slap you, you break their jaw. And that's what I did.
Nice.
That's the way it's supposed to be.
Absolutely.
When I joined the Republican Party, I sat him down and I said, look, let me tell you where I'm at, because I'm not sure there's a fit here. I've been an independent all my life. Because I didn't want to get business involved in politics. I want Republicans and Democrats money. So here's where I'm at. Small government, low taxes. I'll fight like a champion for that. I don't want to hear about a bunch of social issues. I'm not going to get involved in who sleeps with who, whether you smoke weed or not, and abortion. That's a matter of choice. And whether I like it or not is one thing. But whether I'm going to tell somebody what to do is another.
Very true, and that's one of the reasons why I love you as a human being, let alone the man who runs Disneyland for your dick, the Moonlight Bunny Ranch, and all the other brothels that are out there. I love him because he lets you it's your life. Choose what you want to do. He's not here to, you know, muscle you down and muscle you over and tell you everything. And especially in politics, he's not going to be like that either. I can already tell when you saw all the ads that were being run. And the best part is all the girls of the Bunny Ranch stepping up and defending Dennis, making sure that they, were making sure that they were being handled right. You know what I mean? Because like, a lot of people are like, oh, do we really want a pimp in the blah, 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 and all this stuff? And he was like, the girls spoke for themselves. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, they couldn't touch him on anything, and that was the best part of it.
Yeah.
Because he's actual, he literally is the only guy that I know that is, his life is a giant sex scandal.
I know.
But that's how he lives his normal life, is that scandal. It's just,
we're so jealous.
Yeah. Mr. Hoff, did you get a blowjob today from a female? Yes. Yes, I did.
Yes.
Actually, three of them. They were all sharing. One blew me. The other one stuck a finger in. I don't know what was happening.
I love it all.
That's how I woke up. I don't know. By the way.
If you check out, go to bunnyranch.com and check out Misty Matrix. I've been hanging out with her a lot. And,
oh, she's beautiful, yeah.
You might be. Oh my God! Just stunning, just absolutely stunning, and you know how I am. I like them blonde and beautiful.
Absolutely, two good options right there: blonde and beautiful. Yeah. They by the way, Dennis has. If you know Dennis, and it's been a while since Dennis has been on the show, but Dennis remembers his first hard-on, and this is how I know that I love Dennis as a person.
Wow.
Dennis got his first hard-on from guess who, Joe?
I have no idea.
Marilyn Monroe.
He
got to meet Marilyn Monroe.
Wow.
On a movie set.
Well, I don't think I ever forget that hard-on.
No,
either.
And he fell in love from blonde hair and red lips forever and a day.
Yes, sir.
And that's where it's now, literally, his penis just seeks out blonde hair and red lipstick.
Yeah.
It just blah, 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 it goes around. But if you go to all the bunny ranches, the bunny ranch, the sagebrush, all the brothels that he owns, all of them, the Kit Kat, everything.
Yep.
If you go to all those, there are many different flavors to choose from. There are black ones, white ones, brunettes, redheads, but there are definitely a plethora of blondes with red with red lips that are gorgeous.
Monroe types.
Yes, he does not fuck around when it comes to that. And if he runs.
That's right.
If he runs the state assembly the same way he runs all his brothers, we're going to have Nevada on the map, folks.
Right.
This is where it's going to be.
It'll be an Aryan race.
Yes.
Well, you know, what I told him is that the only thing they can use against me is that I'm a pimp. And what they don't understand is I'm a businessman. It's a legal business.
Absolutely.
They never call me pimp and Oxford lecturer. They never call me pimp and reality movies, TV star. They never call me pimp and author. They don't ever say that. It's just pimp. So, well, you know what? If I'm going to be a pimp, who better to run you political whores than me?
Absolutely.
There you go. That's right.
He knows who's getting fucked and who's not. God damn it.
I wish I could out these guys. There's people out there that are saying things against me. Well, we can't have somebody like this in the legislature. Excuse me, dude, you were at the place last week.
Yeah.
That special interest group paid $1,500 to have you tied up in the bondage cage and degraded for a while.
It's literally the scene from Casino. When, one of the Smothers Brothers plays the congressman. And the congressman, was I at the breakfast? Was I at the breakfast? Was I there? Don't tell me I wasn't there. Didn't you take 200 and go up to a room with a tall blonde? No, you didn't? I must be misinformed.
It's a shame in a way, but Dennis has to be discreet about these things. Oh, it's just the way it is. Yeah.
But it's weird that they're stuck on a four-letter word. They're stuck on pimp and not everything else going wrong in society.
Absolutely.
They're worried about the guy who's running a legal fucking prostitution.
Profitable.
A profitable, clean... Listen, I said it's like Disneyland
successful.
For your dick. It's a successful business
absolutely.
That literally, if girls don't want to be there, they don't be there. Like, it's not, he's not the pimp in the essence of that he's got a big feather in his hat and he's slapping him around.
Well, that's the picture they want you to
see. Yeah, they want to paint him in a different way.
Exactly.
Right? Two things. Number
one. They want to hear, my name is Sam. I got a bro ham. I got photos, fo-hos, and a punk in the trunk.
Well, when you get to the state assembly, please get some gold teeth. And please, for the love of God, show up to your first speech. I want you in a zebra skin mink coat, orange pants,
and an El Decora cowboy,
and a big Don Cornelius fist charm hanging from your neck. Two things. One, are you good?
When Roger Stone came out, he brought Kristen Davis. So I got Kristen Davis, the Manhattan Madam, and I got the Hollywood Madam sitting next to each other at the table, and people loved it. And the more conservative they were, the more they loved these two.
Oh, and you know they were swapping stories. So he was West Coast and East Coast. Oh, beautiful.
Like to have their black books.
I wonder...
Yeah, Roger was with him. And these two were talking about being in the same penitentiary at different times.
Did you try the meatloaf? It was delicious.
So Heidi Fleiss got out after all her nonsense.
Yeah.
And so I'm with her, and Heidi, I said, should we find a girl? You don't want to get a girl? She's Dennis. She's, you know what? When I went to prison, I was 2% gay, and I was gay for the stay. I had a girl that protected me and got me everything, but now that I'm out, I'm 3% gay.
She wants some dick. That's what she wants. Yeah, exactly. She got out and she's like,
Kristen Davis is a hottie.
Oh, she's gorgeous.
Check her out.
Yeah, I know Kristen. Hottie, so. Yeah, Kristen's fucking a piece of ass. Oh, man. And she's actually, I believe she has a kid, so she's a MILF. She's technically a MILF.
Yeah.
She's freaking hot.
Yep, man. Exactly.
And she's a blonde.
Yeah, I talk to her every day, and she's a blonde. She's good looking.
Yeah.
And everybody at the Roger Stone functions, who is that? So that's just my friend from Washington, from New York. Yeah, well, who is that? Well, try to Google search your name, and it's like, oh my God,
blasphemy!
But I love her. I get along. I talk to her every day. I think she's fun. She's open minded.
Yeah,
and
she's very intelligent.
So we get along.
Yeah, she's very. Yeah,
we get along real well.
She was on the show right before she went to jail. She was on this show before she went to jail.
Wow.
What are you doing August 19th through the 22nd, Dennis?
I got no plans at this point.
We're having a giant party. I'm working together with Ronnie the Limo Driver, Shuli Agar, J.D. Harmeyer. We're going to be at the Hard Rock. I mean, if you guys want to stop by, you're totally welcome. You and the couple of the girls, whatever you want to do. We're having a giant pool party. There's an award show, everything.
Well, you send me the info, and I'll do everything I can to be there. You know, I love hanging out with you.
Yes.
And just like you love hanging out with me. And, you know, you've had some real nice conquests at the ranch.
Yes.
I remember some of them.
He never stops telling us about it.
Oh, I tell you, there's a reason I call it Disneyland for your dick. It's an amazing place. Speaking of, I have to talk to you personally. I hope no one's listening. Everyone else, turn your earphones off. What? I missed your birthday this year. What happened? I got the invite. I sent the invite back, and then Madame Suzette said, "Yeah, we'll get back to you." And then it just never happened.
It was just such a cluster with this running for office. It's just like I had no focus on it at all. But we're going to make it good. I think this next year is our 20th year. The owner of the Lakers and I've been doing this.
Wow. Yeah, and so Dennis is turning 20, it's going to be really nice. Yes, he's
finally going to be legal.
He's not 21 yet, girls. No. So calm down. That's he's only 20.
That's right.
Okay, so it's just two 20-year-olds just futzing around in the we're in the desert and we're futzing around. Yeah. That's what it is. So please be careful. Okay. Well, when you come up with a date, I know you're busy now because you're going to be in the state assembly and everything.
Right.
It's eventually going to happen. You're going to win. You're going to beat the person that you're going to run against.
Absolutely.
I have faith in you because you knocked it out of the park with the primary. I know you're going to do when the big deal happens, I know it's going to go down. So when when this happens, it's going to probably be a giant, celebratory day because it's going to be after, right? Because is it in November?
Yeah.
November. Yep.
Yeah, November. So November you win. November you win, and then October is when the party is usually. So that'll be just a giant red, white, and blue confetti everywhere.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the Vegas party. That's in
August. No, the Vegas party's in August. So here's what we'll do. We'll do Vegas, win the state assembly, and then the birthday for the 20-year-old Dennis Hopps.
What a month.
What a fucking 3-month reign.
You got it, brother. I like that.
Oh, it's going to be crazy. What I want you to do is rest up, take 2 blondes, and call me in the morning. That's what I want you to do.
I love you, Eddie. I miss you so much. And I just all you people out there listening, he's the greatest. You're lucky to have Eddie. And everybody should start sending him $1 a day just to know him.
Please do. Please do. Send $1 a day to hamradioshow.com, care of Insomnia Station, New York, New York. No, here's where I will have the people responsible for the giant party at the Hard Rock Casino and Hotel and everything in Vegas. I'll have those people contact. I'll send you the information. I'll just talk to them first.
Got it.
We'll mull it over.
You know, and it's sad that my buddy died. Another band member of Pantera. You know, Vinnie Paul was a friend. I was at Dimebag's funeral in Dallas when that came down. And boy, it's a sad day in Nevada with Vinnie Paul being gone.
Yeah, massive heart attack, Vinnie Paul. It was they ruled it massive heart attack. It's sad. It's
wow.
He wasn't just in Pantera. He was in Hell Yeah. The thing was, I never really was into Pantera that much. Like, I knew a couple of their songs, but Hell Yeah, I seemed to gravitate more towards. And it was weird when I found out it was the same people.
Sure, yeah.
And Vinnie Paul was one of the, he was amazing. The guy was literally, and not a bad, by the way, so many of my friends, just like Dennis, knew him, and not one bad fucking thing was said about, you know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
Like, not one person came out, because there's usually one asshole that says something.
Yeah.
Not one person said something bad about Vinny. It was amazing.
This guy would pull up, they'd go do a show somewhere, and he'd go, hey, wait, we can barbecue here. And he would go buy everything that they needed for this barbecue and just throw a huge party.
He's
in
a great guy.
In the parking lot or whatever for everybody.
That's what is. That's what their house was like in Texas. You know, it was always trucks spinning out and doing crazy things, and it was just a big party for those guys.
Yeah.
And two of the greatest guys ever. And they used to do a Christmas party from about the 9th to the 14th of the month in Dallas every year. And then that one year when Dimebag got killed, we were all coming in anyway. It turned into the greatest funeral ever.
Jesus.
Black tooth grin for everyone.
It's weird what touches you inside. Like, what gets you right there? And a guy named Dimebag Darrell and in a band at that one level. And then you have Vinnie James. It's just a crazy fucking... Just a crazy thing.
If Dimebag Darrell wasn't the greatest guitar player ever, I don't know who is. Even the guy from Alice in Chains said that. Wow. I'm trying to think of his name, they were there, and everybody was there. It was like we're all used to going there anyway for this big party. It turned into a funeral. It was a terrible time. So all right, I'm going into a meeting here. I'm going to do some plotting and planning.
Right.
Love you so much.
Love
Missed
you
everybody.
More.
Stay in touch, brother.
Okay. Round of applause for my own personal Jesus Dennis Hoff. Yeah, he had to run in. He definitely was late.
Yeah.
Because
he hit him again.
No, absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely.
Billy, what's our clock? Because now I'm all excited. I want
to. You got another.
I got another. I'm really good on the clock there, Bill.
Another 12.
Really like, you got another carry to 1, 6, 12. You got 12.
Because
I'm trying to read the... Because I was going back. There was a large conversation going on in the Facebook Live suite, by the way.
By who?
When Dennis was going on. By the way, Carla sent me a naked picture.
Oh, really? I'll
get it. Hold on.
Jesus Christ. Nobody sends nothing to me.
No, then she's not going to send it to you. She's only sending it to me, and I'll put it up here for you.
Worms, man.
Wait, hold on for a minute. I got that. But I wanted to see what Marcus was writing, too. Marcus said something about a 3-way. There he is. Possible threesome going down with him tonight. We'll update. Marcus, if it's going on and you're in the vicinity with the 2 chicks, or even a chick and a dude,
I'm
get him on the phone. Yeah. I want to talk to him. 718 577-1389.
We've had sex on the show, but never a three-way.
No, we never had a three-way. Yeah. And the best part is, one of the people that had sex on the show, Dennis Hoff, getting blown.
Dennis, yeah.
And remember the guy, the worker, the construction worker walking in
right,
while he was
right,
getting blown?
Yeah.
Phenomenal. Oh. There's Carla.
Oh, nice, Carla.
No, don't masturbate with my phone. No, I'll bring it towards you.
Joe, don't break it.
Can you email this to me?
Can you eat? Carla, I think that Joe's going to jerk off to your picture.
Carla, you're hot, baby. Let me tell you.
Well, we know that. Yeah. Fuck you, Eddie. Why fuck me, Eddie?
Well, he doesn't like you.
Mention me. I have to talk to him privately, Carla. Yeah. Jesus Christ. Right. It's not about you. It's about me mending fences. I wanted to know what the hell was going on with me and him. Now at least I know, yeah. Which is what I thought it was, and I said it on the show,
absolutely.
That it was about the political shit.
Yeah.
You want to see the titties?
Yeah. I'd like to touch them.
Is that what she looks like?
Yeah, that's Carla.
Oh, all right.
Yeah. Carla, this
hi,
is,
Carla.
This is how we know Carla definitely doesn't have to worry about finding cock.
Oh, no.
You know what I mean? Like, she's fine. She will get some.
Do you have a fucking old man?
Do you wanna?
I can still get it up.
Dennis needs to know that. Dennis needs that you don't need help finding cock. I will talk to Dennis. Don't worry about it.
That'll
calm
be
down.
The number one sales pitch.
Yes. If I go out there in October, if that's what's going on now, first let him win the fucking he won the primary.
Right.
Let him win the main election for state assembly. He becomes the state assembly, a member of the state assembly for Nevada. I literally am just going to be like this. Well, this is the greatest friend I have in the history of the world. Because
we'll
not
go
only
back from Nevada.
Yeah, not only is he going to be like the king supreme in politics, but this is the guy that gets me pussy. Let's be fucking honest. Let's be fucking honest. Damn right.
By the way,
Carla's single as fuck. She wants to tell everybody.
All right.
Who wants to throw it in, Carla? Anybody?
Anybody.
If Joe's wife lets him, he'll do it.
Yeah, I would. Sure. Yeah.
So anyway.
Yes.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
They just got done.
I love that band.
They're working on the finishing touches on the last album.
Do you have any Hell Yeah you can play?
Somewhere I got to search for
it. Find
but
some.
It's in here somewhere.
I like a little Hell Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of people.
I gravitated more towards Hell Yeah than Pantera, though. Mm. Like, Pantera, of course, I was like one of the fucking, because I'm a wrestling fan, Walk was one of the fucking big things for me. I love that fucking song. But Pantera, to me, was, yes, they were the Cowboys from Hell and all that great stuff.
Yeah.
And the album that I forget the fucking name right this very second, but the guy getting punched in the face,
mm-hmm.
that I fucking, State of Vulgarity, whatever the fuck it was. What's the fucking name of the album, Billy? Don't laugh like you're the fucking cool guy in the room. What's the name of the fucking album? You know it.
Display of Power?
There you go.
Perhaps?
I'm just saying. This is the guy who lives, eats, and breathes shits bands like this. Yeah. And he's looking at me going, huh, stupid doesn't know the name. he's on radio. I only know how. I know.
Actually,
you're not
no.
a music DJ.
Not to mention also, he's on the air. Help me the fuck out.
Yeah.
Maybe just throw out the name.
Yeah.
You fucking douche. What's this now? Nick also writing me. Well, you aren't getting any pussy from me now. Why can't I get pussy from you?
Yeah, really?
Carla, I literally just fucked abroad the other day. I will fuck you, too, and make you happy.
Yeah.
You don't like my small dick. It's also because I'm white. It's not my fault.
But you got a long tongue.
I have a long tongue. I eat the pussy second to none. And on top of that.
Second to none.
There is no. Trust me. If we had a pussy eating contest.
You'd win.
With every man in this room.
That's right.
Billy definitely sucks the worst. Second to none.
I don't think Billy eats pussy.
I don't think. Billy, do you eat the pussy?
I'm the worst person in the world. I don't do anything right.
No, you're too busy white knighting. Do you eat the puss?
Yeah.
Do you eat the pussy well? So your cousin said so?
No.
Nick also saying Dennis doesn't look that good in a pimp suit. I'm photoshopping that, but I can't wait to see what he wears when he does the swearing in. I hope it's like a shark skin suit. That's what I'm. Oh man,
he'll pull up in the Elder Cora Cadillac.
God, I do that. No, I'm pissed off. Fuck you. Why are you pissed at me? How the fuck? Why are you pissed at me? I really would like to know.
Great. Now what did Dr. Phil show?
Yeah. No. I really would like to know why Carla Forrest is now pissed at me. Because I have a small. I literally said you don't want to fuck me because I have a small white dick.
Yeah.
But you're mad at me.
Well,
I'm sorry, I don't have a big black dick, yeah. If that's why you're saying that.
That's what Marcus is for.
Also, by the way, we were talking about Billy eating pussy, and magically giggles, magically appears in the chat room.
Whoa.
It's like she heard it.
I was wondering where she was.
And just showed up.
Yeah.
By the way, Nick said he's putting a pimp hat and a dog collar sign on him. Like a dog collar with dollar signs
hey,
all over.
Don't make fun of you
know, no, Dennis. Yeah, make sure Dennis looks good. I just mended a fence.
Yeah,
I just tried to figure out where the fuck he was for a year.
Insult him now.
Yeah, and he came back on today of all days, Khloe Kardashian's birthday.
Yeah, really.
Today,
I'm surprised he didn't say something about that.
Yeah, well, yeah. I mean, but that's the thing. He's still involved in all the political shit.
Yeah.
So not only is he running the businesses with Madame Suzette and everything, mm-hmm. running the businesses, yeah. but he has to also run the fucking all the election shit. He has to run all the fucking campaign stuff.
Yeah.
And that literally takes up his whole day. Like every day, he barely has time to fuck a girl in the ass, Joe. Barely. Just barely has
busy,
enough time.
Busy, busy.
Busy bee. He's
pretty
a busy
much.
Bee. No, Carla's mad at me because you didn't mention me, fucker. I told you I wasn't mentioning you, fucker. How about them apples?
Yeah,
I'm not mentioning
it. It's your own show, Cole.
Yeah. Yeah, because this is what I want to do. By the way, Dennis, let's stop talking about us for a second.
Yeah.
I was wondering, you know this girl Carla who keeps sending you emails? What do you think of her? What is this, junior high? Am I supposed to fold up a piece of paper?
Yeah.
What do you think? Check box number one if you like her. Come on now.
Do you want to touch
me? Work with me, baby. I'm going to get you there. Don't worry about it.
Yeah.
You want to, it's not my fault. That you haven't got there yet.
Well,
you work with me, I will get you there. Look how far I've gotten Billy. Now he says full sentences out loud.
Yeah.
In public.
Yeah.
Shit, piss, fuck, cunt. What?
See? Full sentences. They might not be good ones, but they're full sentences.
And I can practically spell.
Damn right. Practically, yeah. Did you read?
Douch.
Wait. Can I please hold
douch
this up?
Bag.
No. Fuck that. To the point that I knew what the fuck Joe was writing is scary that I speak Joe.
Yeah.
Billy. Ask a boot. Wait. Ask. He spelled ask right. A-S-K.
Right.
Now about. A-B-O-T-E-T. This is about.
About it.
Vegas. V-A-G-U-S. Vagus. It's fucking real Vagus.
It's shorthand.
You got the point.
Yeah, I knew what it was, but it was still like, I'm looking at it going, that's not Vegas. That's not Vegas at all. That's Vagus.
Vagus.
Yeah, Vagus. Someone Vagus.
I thought you were going to think it was acid vagina.
Giggles wants to know, what about Billy eating pussy? We said we want to know, on a scale of 1 to 10, how do you rate his pussy eating skills?
Is he good at it? Yeah.
Carla said, LOL, I'm special. You're special like a Jerry's kid. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Literally, you got to, I got to get this video sent over. What video? This video now that you're doing?
Oh, send it to us first. We'll review it.
Is it a video of you playing with yourself? Send that to Dennis. I'm sure as shit he'll watch it.
Yeah.
Send
it to me, care of Ham Radio, and I'll let you know if it's any good.
Yeah, let Joe approve. Here's what you do.
Yeah.
Send a video of you playing yourself to Joe.
Right.
Joe will then grade you on your performance, told you the pros and the cons.
I'll give you pointers.
Of what you did wrong and what you did right.
Yeah.
And decorating tips for the curtains behind you.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And then what he will do then is he will then forward that video to Dennis Alf.
Because
he's friends with Dennis on Facebook, right?
Absolutely.
There you go. I'm just saying. It's possible that if we worked as a team, everything would be fine.
Yeah, we'll create
so
a buzz about
you.
She said, oh, it's good.
Always good?
Yeah.
Okay.
I love how my guy that's filling in for Danny is, number one, he's doing exactly what Dane does. He's looking at his phone.
Right.
And then he goes, we got to get out of here.
Yeah. Your time's up.
This is my new clock for 2 months, folks. This is what I have to deal with. This guy.
I love Danny. Danny's going to panic. Oh, you got to go off.
You got to go off.
No.
We own the network. You dummy. We pay for it.
I thought he was going to be, don't start a new topic now.
Danny yelling at me before. I can't get emails when I'm at work.
That's right.
Please cease and desist.
I'm a busy man.
I know. I'm counting my money. Is that the storm coming? What is it?
Wanted a little hell yeah, right?
Oh, so we have time to play hell yeah. But you're yelling at me to go
it's
to commercial.
It's way out, yeah.
All right, so here's a little hell yeah on the way out. It's the Ham Radio Show in honor of Vinny James.
I'd love your help with this.
Can you get right to the song? I don't need any of the
sound effects.
There you go. There's a little hell yeah for you. All right, we're going to play this to go to break. We'll come back after this. We got some more wine, more women, more song. It's the Ham Radio Show. We'll be right back after this. Hell yeah! Come on!
Got my girl, got my family. Got my booze, and that's all I need. All the hell of a time.
For you. Rest in peace, Vinny. That one goes out to you from Billy directly, who Billy really wanted to play that. He really did. But now, Vinny, really, we need to take a break. So we'll be right back after these words.
Just in case you thought we were trained professionals, guess again. More after this.
This is Ham Radio.
I think you're all fucked in the head. We're 10 hours from the fucking fun park and you want to bail out. Well, I'll tell you something. This is no longer a vacation. It's a quest. Fun. I'm gonna have fun, and you're gonna have fun. We're all gonna have so much fucking fun, we'll need plastic surgery to remove our goddamn smiles. You'll be whistling Symphony Doodah out of your asshole. I gotta be crazy. I'm on a pilgrimage to see
Ham Radio.
Praise
Ham Radio.
Holy shit!
Tuesdays, starting at 9 a.m. Eastern. Follow us, but not too close, on Twitter. Twitter.com/Ham Radio Show.
The Unfiltered Radio Network, HamRadioShow.com.
ED Publications has proudly been serving the adult nightclub industry for over 20 years with news and resources for the strip clubs and exotic dancers. Visit EDPublications.com to find out more about their yearly ED Expo convention and awards, magazine subscription, and advertising offers.
Tootsie's Cabaret, located at 150 Northwest 183rd Street in Miami Gardens, Florida, is a 74,000-square-foot mega club with a 20,000-square-foot sports bar showing all major sporting and pay-per-view events. Tootsie's was voted the number one adult nightclub in 2012 and features full liquor bars and a full restaurant, open 7 days a week, 365 days a year.
Missed an episode of the Ham Radio Show? Not to worry. You can download the latest episode, as well as past shows, on HamRadioShow.com. Go to HamRadioShow.com and click on the downloads link.
Come live the vivid experience in one of the hottest clubs in America and enjoy the best in adult entertainment. Party with the sexiest dancers and surround yourself with the most beautiful girls. Relax in an upscale atmosphere and enjoy the variety of first-class amenities our various clubs have to offer. Enjoy exclusive events and special promotions, live radio broadcasts and celebrity guest appearances, the hottest clubs from the name you know, Vivid Clubs. Come spend the night of your life.
Religion Tequila, the world's finest premium 100% organic tequila, using only the purest organic ingredients and time-tested distillation process to create a true reflection of our commitment and collaboration with nature. Journey to purity and perfection with Religion Tequila, our vision, our devotion, our religion. 100% organic handcrafted tequila by Religion Tequila. Visit them on the web at ReligionTequila.com. That's ReligionTequila.com.
This is Ham Radio.
Yo! Check us out!
Follow us, but not too close, on Twitter. Twitter.com/Ham Radio Show.
On-Demand Salon. OnDemandSalon.com. Professional door-to-door hair and makeup services. Let the salon come to you. Whether you're getting a blowout, blow over two, blow over three, hell, bring in a blowout of four, it doesn't matter. Cut in style for special events, weddings, or whatever you need. On OnDemandSalon.com. That's OnDemandSalon.com. Prices and booking, 866-250-4145. That's 866-250-4145. On Demand Salon. OnDemandSalon.com.
Hi there, I'm Carl Weathers. You know, I've been maimed and left for dead by a predator. I've been scared to death by an alligator head. Hell, I've even been pummeled by an Italian guy and beaten to death by a huge steroid-filled Russian. But nothing in my movies has prepared me for the beating I took at the hands of Ham Radio.
We're back, and you're still listening to Ham Radio. What are you, stupid?
Yeah! I'm here today to talk to you about the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, yeah, wait. And also, Ronnie's Ultimate Stripper Experience. That's right. That's right. August 19th through the 22nd at the Hard Rock Casino Hotel. And all the beautiful things that are going to go on. Get this. Ronnie the Limo Driver Mund, J.D. Harmeyer, and Shuli Agar will host a 2018 Expo Splash Bash and $10,000 bikini contest with yours truly and, of course, Danny from the Ham Radio Show. Live from the Hard Rock in Vegas, baby! That's right, Vegas, baby! You want to be a part of it? It's very easy. We're giving away tickets. Well, not giving away. You got to buy them, but what the hell? It's easy for you. It's easy. Passes for Ronnie's Ultimate Stripper Experience in Las Vegas are $199 for the general admission pass and $398 for the I'm a fucking VIP pass. And guys, when they're gone, they're gone. For more information, please go to theedpub.com. That's theedpub.com. And you can also call us. Why the hell not? 727-726-3592. That's 727-726-3592. And join us in Vegas, August 19th through the 22nd. Join Ronnie Munn, Shuli Agar, J.D. Harmeyer, Uncle fucking Eddie, and Danny from the Ham Radio Show. It's all going down in August. Get there now. TheEDPub.com. That's TheEDPub.com. Yeah! Baby!
It's the Hollywood Rockin' Wrap-Up with your host, Jason Hadley. Rapper Ty Dolla $ign asked flight attendants aboard Air Canada to move a blind woman because he was allergic to her seeing eye dog. The blind woman's middle finger was securely fastened, fully upright, and in the locked position. Demi Lovato revealed to fans she's relapsed and has been drinking for the last 6 weeks, which, thankfully at this point, has not yet affected her music, at least based on the lack of spins her albums have been getting. Real Housewives of Atlanta star Kenya Moore claims she was fired after refusing to give birth on camera. Not to worry, as with many reality stars, undoubtedly someone will leak a making-of video. Katherine Heigl took some fire from her Instagram followers after making insensitive comments about various grave markers while visiting a cemetery. Clearly, she neglected to comment on the headstone marked Katherine Heigl's career. And that's the Hollywood Rockin' Wrap-Up. Follow us on Twitter at Rockin' Wrap-Up.
You were young.
You know you did, you know you did, you know you did.
Thought if this ever-changing world in which we live in.
La, 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 la.
Give it a try.
Absolutely not.
Come on, Axel.
Say, little guy.
Yeah! Howdy!
Where the fuck is Izzy?
It's the Ham Radio Show, live on HamRadioShow.com. Mr. King, howdy, in the Facebook Live suite. Carla, I still love you. Bring them titties over here. Josh, how are you? Tons of people hanging out in the Facebook Live suite. Please hit us up there. Or, of course, it's the last half hour of the show. You can call us up, 718-577-1389. A good evening, everybody. Special thanks to future State Assemblyman Dennis Hopper for being on the show. My own personal Jesus back with a vengeance. He did great on the show today. It was a good day on the show. Quick question. Do you guys normally know what a song's meaning? Like, when you hear a song,
yeah.
Like, you know what it's about?
Well, you know, a good song, it can be interpreted many different ways.
Right. Okay. Yeah. But how about a song where the writer comes out and explains the song? Do you know this song? I'm going to play this song for you.
Okay.
All right, just close your eyes, actually. I want you to close your eyes. I want you to feel it. I want you to understand it. I want you to live it. Joe, ready?
I'm
Billy,
ready.
Billy, close your eyes. Billy, close your eyes.
Yeah.
All right, do you know this song?
It's electric!
Played at a lot of Italian weddings. You know this song?
I've heard it.
Oh, this is the electric slide.
Very good, yes, the electric slide. Joe, you are correct. Do you know what the electric slide is about?
Not really.
Oh.
I mean, I haven't listened to the lyrics, and sometimes it takes a while to understand the lyrics.
Well, that's good, because the songwriter of the electric slide, Neville Livingston, he's a 71-year-old man, by the way, has come out and said the song is about...
An electric shaver?
Nope.
As it glides across your pubic hair?
Nope. A vibrator.
Oh, I like him.
Yes, it's about a vibrator. It's about a very important lady's toy, all right, that he wrote the song about. And if you, and through an official statement, when you listen to the lyrics, I'll teach you. It's about the electric slide. She's sliding it in.
Okay.
Now, when you go through the lyrics, she's going to take you on a party ride. I'll teach you the electric slide. So just so you know, the electric slide is about sticking a vibrator in your puss.
I like these lyrics.
That's right.
Much better now than I ever have.
Yeah, it's about your mom's favorite toy.
Absolutely.
See, and we're not talking
you know
about
why.
Billy.
Now you know why it's a wonderful wedding song.
Yeah.
Because that's what she's going to use, and you ain't getting those.
But if you go back, wait, let's go to the, hold on for a second.
No.
Wait, I'm going to go here for a second. Let's go to the beginning here, right? Watch. You got to feel it.
Right.
Ooh, it's shaking. Woogie, 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 woogie. Ooh, it's electric. Boogie, woogie, woogie, woogie. You can't hold it. Woogie, 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 woogie.
Yeah, but we've gone so far now. They got to change this. It's battery operated.
All right, so now just so
I love it now.
If you're playing at home, the electric slide is about your mom masturbating with her vibrator.
Well, why does it have to be your mom?
It could be your hot aunt, a cousin. Well, because normally it's played at a wedding.
Usually, though, by the time they get around to playing this,
they stop playing the bunny hop and they play this now.
Yeah. And, notice when this is actually played, a ton of your family members get up on stage.
Yeah.
And usually, on the dance floor, it's usually your sisters, your female cousins.
They knew what the song was about intuitively.
It's like their vaginas knew.
I don't think anybody knows what this song is about until now.
Yeah.
Well, once you hear that and then you listen to, like, the lyrics and actually read the lyrics, you could probably put it together.
Yeah, we have the lyrics.
Now, when this song usually comes on, by then I'm either at the bar, way too fucking drunk, or, like, just shot and I'm ready to go home.
I got to tell you, next time I go to a wedding, I'm going to explain this to everybody.
This is delightful.
I want to see all their faces go, oh.
It's delightful dinner conversation.
Oh, yeah.
Giggles in the Facebook Live suite. Vibrators are so old school, it's all about the suction now.
Ooh.
What are you putting on your pussy? What do you mean, Giggles?
Tell me about it.
Fill us in. Maybe we'll have the new suction slide. We'll do a new song for you. Giggles is going to teach us about the suction slide. Do you put it? Is it something like? Now, see, I would have. Is that what? Is that the thing you put on your pussy lips? I'll teach you the suction slide.
You basically apply it to the clitoral area.
Oh, you know about this.
Wait, excuse me. Billy's answering. What?
He knows about this.
Wait, did you have you applied this to her clitoral area?
I've seen it work. I know how it works. Yeah.
She's shown you, or you've seen it work somewhere else?
I know how these things operate.
I see how he can never give you a fucking answer.
I read white
fucking yes, it's a yes or no. Yeah. Have
I've
you
read
seen
the fucking manual?
No, no.
And then I applied the said pro fucking CGs.
Yes, on your girl or
yeah, no?
No,
on the fucking dog next door.
Okay.
Of course, my fucking.
How the fuck
girl,
are we supposed to know that?
Moron.
Because you don't fucking tell nobody nothing.
Jesus Christ!
How the fuck are we supposed
fucking
to know?
This is the problem with the world today. You gotta
no.
fucking draw pictures.
No.
For
you have to
they
no.
can't put two
you have
two
to
together.
Fucking I don't know answer a fucking question when someone says, "Did you use it on your girl?" I read the book and then I did it.
Yeah. I saw the instructions.
Instead of just saying, I used it on my fiance. How about that? How about yeah, we use it a lot. She likes it. How about that?
I'm not doing a fucking product endorsement.
No, you're on a talk show and yet you want us to fucking figure out riddles.
What
and
riddle?
You always
I read
do
the
this
fucking
shit.
Manual and applied it.
That's why Nick is cracking
so
up now.
Who
Nick
the
is like,
fuck am I using else on?
Because you never answer a fucking question. You literally never answer a fucking question. It's always, did you use the thing on her clip was my question.
Yes, sir.
He went, I saw it in action. That's a fucking answer? No.
I've seen how it works.
No, the answer is, yeah. That's it. That's all you had to say was yeah.
Tell us where, Bill.
Yeah.
It was,
Was it a Tuesday, 3:45 in the afternoon? What did you do?
No, I was at work.
Are you at work?
Yeah. Oh.
So you brought it to work with you, and
you
applied it on her fucking clip.
No, the Tuesday at 3:45, I was at work.
Oh.
Yeah. See, even his comedy stylings I don't get because
it's
he veers
not
off.
A comedy style.
Because no one knows that you work at 3:45 on a Tuesday. The audience doesn't know that. Help
That's
us
why
out.
I just let them know.
They don't know. They don't care.
I know.
Just get to the point. Did you use it on her clit?
And now Giggle knows
no.
that at 3:45.
No. See, that would have been at least an answer. Yeah. Did you use it on her clit? No. Good.
Not on
there
that
you go.
Tuesday. No.
There you go.
Thursday.
It was a Thursday.
No,
he
I was,
can never
I was
answer,
at work on Thursday as
He
well.
Can never answer a question. Ooh. It's always a story.
I don't know.
Did you use it on your girl? Uh-huh. Okay, that would have been it. You could have went, uh-huh, and we would have been like, okay, good job, Bill. And then we would have moved on to something else. Now we got 10 minutes on, did you use it on a clit? Because you can't just say, yes, I have. She enjoys it vigorously,
That's
and
right.
she likes it.
Yeah.
That's all we need
Make
to know.
Make up your mind. Either you want a one-word answer or you want fucking an elaborate answer.
You're going to give me the fucking. You're going to give me the elaborate answer anyway. So I'm.
Because you
well
just said how I should answer the question seven different
yes.
ways, and each time was different from each other.
No, the first answer, the first question I asked was, "Have you used this on her clit?" Your answer should have just been a yes or a no, right?
No.
Then no should have been your answer.
You give a fucking. What happened? Because that's
no,
where this is leading to.
Because then the next question I'm going to say is, how do you use it?
Yes.
And then you jump in with the, hey, let me explain how you use it.
Show us.
I'm trying to lead the horse to water, but the horse doesn't want to fucking drink.
Yeah.
That's what he does.
I know.
This horse goes, fuck water. I don't give a shit.
Yeah, he's dried out.
I'm dried out. Yeah. He's a dead horse. I'm beating a dead horse.
Gives you something to do.
Giggles comes in and she says, or...
Giggles would know.
Yeah, Giggles answers. Do you ever notice that Giggles answers everything?
I wish I'd have her here.
Giggles answers everything. Let's switch
you gotta
one
bring
day.
Giggles here one
Let's
time.
Do senior switch day and she'll
good
come
like,
in and switch.
Good luck with that.
Yeah.
She would come in. I will talk to her. We're not you. We'll get it.
Yeah, you're invited.
Wait, so something else she uses. Billy, do you... now watch. Let's see if Billy will answer her question. Billy... Do you know what the Lilo Sona is?
The what?
No.
Okay.
No fucking idea.
There you go. She says it uses...
It's next to the Cuisinart?
Well, she said it uses sonic waves to stimulate 75% more of the clitoris than the standard vibrator.
I got to know about this stuff.
All right. So look that up. It's the Lelo Sona. That's what that is.
Was it Leo Sona?
It's Leo Sona comes by and he licks your clit and he goes, 75% more stimulation.
The little old guy comes by and just goes,
Leo. Call Leo.
Call Leo. He comes by. She has a Womanizer Pro 40, which uses suction. Is that what we're talking about, Billy?
That was the item prior, yeah.
Okay. She has the Leo Sona.
Leo?
Which is the Leo. She has the Leo Sona, which is a lot stronger and uses sonic waves.
Yeah.
She also has... Jesus Christ, can you fuck this girl already? She has 9 toys.
Yeah, she'll be you.
She also has the Leo in Imawave, which simultaneously stimulates her clit and her G-spot.
Jesus.
Yes.
It's a giant drill.
They don't have things like this for guys.
No, we have nothing. We have nothing. We have sex robots that refuse us.
I'm sure they do. Jesus. You just have to look for these things.
What? I've been looking. I don't find nothing.
Far from being a senior, but okay. How about we let you come in, and Billy will stay home one day.
Yeah, I'll have to stay home.
Or you can come in with Billy one day.
And we'll lock Billy in the bathroom.
Yeah, and Billy, we can play the newlywed game.
Okay.
That's
a great idea.
We'll just see if Billy will answer yes or no questions.
We'll ask her questions and see if Billy knows the answers.
Yeah. By the way,
she doesn't know the
answers. What's your favorite color?
Oh, sausages.
No. With Billy, I'd be like, but there's so many colors in the world. What do you mean by colors?
I don't know.
Do you mean what the eye picks up with the fucking prism? Yeah. That would be Billy doing it. What's your favorite color? Blue.
Blue.
That's it. No, we'll get a fucking diatribe.
Some shade of blue.
Yeah.
Right.
Do you know that my favorite color was not a color until 1936? What the fuck, Bill? What's your favorite color? Chartreuse.
Chartreuse.
You motherfucker.
Only if Joe spells that.
He can't. Would you stop squeezing the dirty horn?
I know, I can't stop that.
I know. And what does she also have? She's getting in depth over here.
Oh, yeah.
And she also has a Kegel balls, which keeps her junk nice and tight.
Oh.
And so she has Kegel. She does the Kegel exercises.
Yeah.
Purple Kegel balls?
Yeah.
She just wrote purple in. Oh, purple is your favorite color?
Purple would be her favorite color, yeah.
Oh, what's your favorite color, Billy?
He won't tell you.
Billy, what? I'm not telling you.
I don't have some go-to color. Yeah. No, I don't know.
This is what I'm saying.
If there's five shirts lined up, what color would you pick?
Billy, if there was a gun to your head and they're like, what's your favorite color? I don't have a go-to color.
Red. No, wait, blue.
And they shoot him in the fucking... This is Billy's...
You're going to die now, Bill.
Billy's only flobble. Well. His only flobble is that when you ask him a question, it never is just... I don't have a regular color. How does no one have a favorite color?
Everybody.
A color that you like. Yeah. You don't have one? Like, just one color.
My color changes from time to
time. That's fine, but what's your color today, Joe?
Today's black.
There you go. See how fast the answer was? That was great.
But that's today.
Splendid.
She says purple, like the head of Billy's
purple's
cock.
Purple's really cool, man. Yeah, purple cock, go. Billy. That's where the circulation cuts off.
I don't know. Mine is purple.
Yeah.
He likes Bishi color.
Bishi? What's Bishi?
Bishi. That's what she wrote. She wrote Bishi.
Pink. That's a color.
Bishi. No, she wrote B-E-E.
B.
S-H-E-E. Bishi.
I don't know. It's some sort of Brooklyn thing.
Bishi.
Yeah. Hey, Bishi.
Hey, Bishi over here. I got broccoli rub. Bishi.
That's like pizza.
I don't know.
Two Z's.
No, it's not like pizza. No,
it's not like nothing.
Not like pizza.
Nothing's like pizza. He should work a toll bridge as a troll who asks. Yes. Thank you. Thank you. Did you see what she wrote?
No, he didn't.
He should work a toll bridge as a troll who asks riddles. That's exactly Billy's job. Billy can never just give you...
So just what is the weight of the African swallow?
You see what I'm saying? That's what
and
he
And how many coconuts would it be carrying?
Yes.
7.
Can you catch a fart?
You
put
shall
it in
the
bottle and paint it green.
I'd rather die than answer one of your riddles. That's the fucking problem. All I'm saying is when someone asks you your favorite color, can you please just have an answer? Just make up. Say plaid. Yeah, I don't give a shit when you just...
Plaid is a good color.
No.
Yeah, see, he can't... He won't... He's doing it just to be a dick.
I think so, yeah.
That's all it is.
I think so.
Like, he doesn't want to conform at all.
No.
So, like, if you go, Billy, what's your favorite food? Doesn't have one.
Sawdust. I like sawdust.
At times, sometimes I think that's a better option than the shit I end up eating.
I like some sawdust with a little bit of glue.
Obishi is a vagina, she's saying.
Oh, really?
So we learned that today, too. Yeah. That Bishi is a vagina.
That's got so many names. Fuzz Cup.
I've never heard Bishi. She goes, how are you Italian and not know Bishi?
I didn't know I'm Italian. I didn't know that.
I know Pishi, which is...
Pukaki.
Pukaki.
Yeah.
Your fucking wizard sleeve.
Yeah.
Whispering eye.
Fuzz cup.
Fuzz cup. Fucking pink taco.
Oh, yeah,
I've heard a lot of things. I've never heard Bishi.
Bishi, that's the new one. Well, she's younger than us. So
I've grown up with a lot of Italians. I've never heard Bishi. Yeah. Joe, you're how old?
Old.
Yeah, old. And you're an old Italian, and you've never heard Bishi.
No.
See, you moved out of Brooklyn too soon.
Yeah, that's true.
That's what it is.
That's true.
It's Bishi is a Sicilian word.
Yeah,
my grandmother uses that word. So your grandmother points at a Bishi. She goes, look at my Bishi.
Good nude.
Good nude. I got a Bishi over here.
Good nude.
This, all the Bishi comes, all the guys in the town, they come over here and touch my Bishi, eh?
That was my grandmother's word. Good nude.
She's like, excuse me, Billy. Billy, I'll show you my Bishi. What's your favorite color? And Billy, I don't know.
I don't know. I'm out.
I don't know.
Bhutan.
Billy's going to be in the new Batman movie. He's going to play the Riddler,
okay.
Which is nice.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Riddler in blue.
How did I get that job?
Because you're fucking typecast.
Yeah.
You're literally, if you're like Frank Gorshin after a couple of donuts.
Riddle me this, Batman.
Because all you do is the same riddles. Ba-dum-bum. That was from Nick. Ba-dum-bum. I don't know. Well, so what did we learn today on today's show? Pishi is a penis. Bishi is a vagina.
Good mood.
We learned that Joe just likes to say that shit in the... A good note.
I learned that. Don't use the horn.
Don't use the horn because it's dirty.
Black. It's
we got to wash that again.
Yeah, I'm going to take that upstairs.
We learned that Denisov wasn't mad at us or anything.
No.
That it was the political thing, which I said.
I think so.
We learned that Carla Force hates us if we don't mention her to Dennis.
I know.
But I don't care.
And she's going to send us a nude video.
We learned that Billy cannot answer questions directly. Billy would suck at a lie detector.
You think so?
Oh.
He drives him crazy.
Yeah, because all you can do on lie detectors is yes or no. That's all you can do.
Yeah, he would go,
what do you mean by murder?
But yeah.
I don't understand.
I mean, she's dead?
Wait, did I kill her?
Did I kill a person or someone else? Are you asking me that?
Me? I don't know.
And at what time did this occur?
Because I was not doing
it. What day was this again?
I was too busy suctioning my girl's vagina.
That's true.
While I was at work.
With a clitoris thing.
I was in Africa at the time.
Wearing my favorite Bishi shirt.
Yeah.
Yes.
Good nude. Yeah.
Good nude.
Good nude.
Bukkake.
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 Bukkake parties for everybody. What else did we learn? That Dennis might be coming to the pool party.
Oh, that would be so nice.
That would be awesome.
That would be
God. I would look like a god.
Yes.
I would also get to hang out with Dennis outside in Vegas.
Buy him a hamburger.
And then we could drive down to his fucking brothel in Vegas.
Yeah,
outside
how
Vegas.
How far was that?
It's right outside Vegas.
I'd be like...
I would say it's at least from the strip.
Yeah.
It's probably like 40-50 minutes away.
Oh,
tops.
That's terrific.
It's right before Vegas starts because that's a different township,
and
it's legal there.
Dennis has a limousine, so it'll be a lot.
That's
of
the thing. We just see everyone pile in.
Yeah.
We'll get fucking laid, and then we'll come back to the fucking
what a life that guy leads.
Oh,
God, I'd like to have his life for like an hour.
Can you imagine, by the way, if he also becomes state assemblyman, though?
Oh, God.
Do you understand that, how amazing that's going to be?
You'd get the hour where he's got to do all the business shit. And he's
they should make him Secretary of State, because that's all about getting guys laid. Really. You go to China, you go to Sun Yun Moon, and you bring a couple
How did you get that one right?
And you bring him a couple of hookers, you know, Son gets laid, all of a sudden he's relaxed. He's on nuclear this, nuclear that. I don't need nuclear. If I got laid, it's good.
Two things. One, how did he become a Jew? Second, you're talking about Kim Jong-un.
Oh, that's the guy.
And you're talking about North Korea.
Oh, yeah.
He was watching a History Channel.
Yeah.
Well, it's the same thing. You go to Putin.
Putin. Not Putin.
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 Poo? Putin.
Putin.
Putin. Something Putin.
Putin. Putin. Putin.
Anyway,
Putin.
Everybody knows Putin likes the pussy. You bring over a few chicks, man. You get laid with the guy. Have a few vodkas, man. Forget about it. There's no war. What war?
What war?
We're getting laid here.
Everybody getting blown.
That's
come on.
Who the fuck? Rock.
What?
It's like when everybody smokes marijuana. Nobody wants to fight.
Come on, Rocket Man. Show us your dick.
Yeah.
Come on.
Look what I got for you. I got a nice joint.
Wouldn't that be some
runs.
Shit that we're in the we're in the limo, me, Dennis Hoff, and the fucking Kim Jong-un, Dennis Rodman.
Yeah.
And everybody's just getting sucked off.
Playing basketball.
Oh, how great. Throwing a ball around while everyone's getting sucked off. Oh, the life.
America.
The life.
Only in America.
All our lives suck.
Yeah.
Billy's a troll who does riddles.
Really?
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah. Billy, what's your favorite color?
Lemon.
not even a color.
It's not a color.
I can't win.
Lemon.
But see, it's not just me. I want to point out that his fiance said that.
Yeah, I know.
It wasn't just me. Billy, yeah. and I know that Billy knows that he's doing it because he's a scumbag. He knows he's doing it. He just wants to do it.
I bet you when they ask you want to go, I'll go anywhere.
Dude, I will.
No, I don't want to go anywhere.
I swear to God, I will see if I can get the guy from the Stern Show, Ed Torian, who does the lie detector.
Sure, yeah.
I will see if I can get him to come here.
Oh, that would be great.
And I will have Billy get a lie detector.
Get Billy a lie detector.
Just to see if he can answer yes or no questions.
Wow.
We don't want to know anything. We just want to see if he can answer yes or no questions.
Oh.
It's the Ham Radio Show. Remember, free speech is never silent. So always speak the fuck up.
That's right.
And
right.
Remember, if you're going to fuck that chicken, don't ask Billy to go first, because he's going to just bore the chicken to death.
Is that a chicken?
Are you a chicken? I figure a fowl.
I got a turkey.
I'm
is
just saying.
Is this a kosher chicken?
It might be kosher.
Is it a Boston chicken?
Well, Baruch Ata Adonai. And special thanks to Dennis Hoff. There you go. And remember, AMF, my friends. That's adios, motherfucker. Hey, Danny, you're not here, but speak anyway.
The Ham Radio Show is a production of the Unfiltered Radio Network and broadcast live from the Bunker Studios in New York every Wednesday night from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on unfilteredradionetwork.com. All material heard on the Ham Radio Show is copyrighted by the Ham Radio Show. Some material may be copyrighted by its respective owners. Any reproduction, rebroadcast, or retransmission of the Ham Radio Show's material without the written consent of Ham Radio and or its affiliates is strictly prohibited. And if you don't understand all that legal mumbo-jumbo, here's Billy to explain it to you in not-so-technical terms.
So, asshole, that means you can't use this without our permission. Fuck you.